For real enjoyment, Brooklyn Dodger baseball. For real enjoyment, get safer. It's real beer. Yes, here come the Dodgers, and this is Jerry Doggett with Vin Scully and Al Helfer, inviting you to stay with us now as they get set to play the Cincinnati Redlegs here at Ebbets Field. All the doings are sent your way with the compliments of the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of America's oldest lager beer, Schaefer. And also with the compliments of the American Tobacco Company, America's leading manufacturer of cigarettes, on behalf of Lucky Strike, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Now, as the game gets underway for real enjoyment, have yourself a foaming glass of Schaefer. It's real beer. Say, do you ever have trouble finding things? Oh, I sure do. Always seems to be a fountain pen, a book, or something I just can't lay my hands on. But you know, there's one thing I can always locate with no trouble at all. It's real enjoyment in beer. Yep, I get it in every single glass of Schaefer beer. And so will you. Schaefer gives you the light, lively, satisfying flavor you want, but don't always find. You see, in brewing beer, it's skill and experience that count. And the Schaefer people have been pouring pleasure your way for 115 years. They select only rich barley malt, tangy hops, and other fine, natural ingredients. And they've got the know-how to blend and brew them to give you beer at its best. So, man, next time it's real enjoyment you're looking for, you just find yourself a glass of Schaefer. It's real beer. Well, fans, this broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Brooklyn National League Baseball Club, Incorporated, solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Brooklyn National League Baseball Club is prohibited. Well, a fine baseball evening here tonight in Brooklyn and at Ebbets Field. The fans coming in to see the ball game between the Cincinnati Redlegs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. We'll remind you there are plenty of seats available, so if you're in the neighborhood, make your way out to Ebbets Field and come on by and see a fine ball game. For tonight's game, it'll be Johnny Podras going to the mound for Brooklyn, and opposing for Cincinnati, it will be Hal Jeffcoat. The Redlegs are on a 7-game winning streak as they move into Brooklyn here. They have really been going at a real fast clip after getting off to a bad start and dropping 6 decisions to Milwaukee. The Redlegs have won 11 and have lost 7, and as we mentioned, they've lost 6 to Milwaukee, so they've lost only one other team, and they've won 11 ball games while not winning a ball game from Milwaukee. The Dodgers have won 12 and lost 5, and a thrilling ball game last night. One in the 14th inning on Gino Samola's line drive into the lower left field stands against Milwaukee pulled the Dodgers back to within one game of the league top. Milwaukee leads 13 and 4, and Brooklyn is second, 12 and 5. Redlegs are in third place, at 2.5 games back of Milwaukee and a game and a half behind the Dodgers. The Redlegs in third with 11 and 7, and St. Louis, 8 and 7, now in the number 4 spot at 3.5 games behind the top and 2.5 behind the Dodgers. Before we give the lineups now, let's listen to this side of sitting with the national anthem. Getting set to play, we'll remind you again, plenty of seats available here at Ebbets Field. So if you can, come on by and see the ball game, the first of two between the Redlegs and the Dodgers. Well, let's give you the starting lineups now for Cincinnati. Leading off, playing at second base, will be Johnny Temple. And in the right field spot will be Wally Post, batting number two. Gus Bell hitting third, playing in center field, with Frank Robinson playing at first base, replacing the injured Ted Pazuski, who may or may not play at all this year. We'll tell you more about that later. Following Frank Robinson will be Art Schultz, who's playing in left field of Boston Scarsdale, New York. Ed Bailey will be behind the plate doing the catching, with Don Hoke at third base and Roy McMillan at shortstop. And the pitcher will be right-hander Hal Jeffcoat. For the Dodgers, the first major shakeup of the lineup since the season opened, and it's because Pee Wee Reese is back into action and goes back into his familiar number two spot in the batting order. So here's the way the Dodgers will bat tonight. Leading off, it'll be Jim Gilliam at second base. Reese hitting second, batting in the number two spot and playing a shortstop. Duke Snider back in the ballgame tonight after an off night last night with a bad knee. Duke hitting third, and Carl Farrillo batting in the number four spot. Gil Hodges at first base batting fifth, and Gino Cimoli, who has the hot stick right now, batting behind Gil and the Dodger on it in the number six spot. Al Walker will be behind the plate to do the catching, with Don Zimmer playing third base and left-hander Johnny Podras to do the pitching. Campanella still has a little pain in his left knee. It's not actually the knee, it's in the muscles above the knee. Can't be twisting his leg when he's trying to swing and his spikes dug into the plate. He couldn't turn his leg. The Dodgers take the field now, and will be set to go with this ball game in just a few moments. Snider, of course, has had a little bit of knee trouble for some time, but he's jogging on out to center field right now. No further report on Randy Jackson, still waiting to see whether he's going to have to go under the knife or not. Carl Erskine pitched batting practice tonight and was firing very good and very quick, and Carl was ready to take a turn on the mound before long. Johnny Podras, 1-1 on the year, has pitched three complete games, including two shutouts and five starts against Cincinnati in 1955 for a 3-2 record. This season, he has split against the Pirates and has won a no-decision game against St. Louis. 7 innings, 2 runs, 5 hits, and in 21 in the third innings, Podras has spanned 17. And the boys in the dugout are talking about the fine performance turned in by young Sandy Koufax last night. It seems that the Dodgers now begin to believe that Koufax can be quite a winning pitcher in the National League. Hal Jeffcoat going for the Red Legs, also a 1-1 record there in 1957, has 5 lifetime victories against the Dodgers, 3 at Chicago, 2 at Cincinnati. His lifetime record at Ebbets Field is 9-2. This season he's lost to Milwaukee and Burdett and defeated St. Louis 6-4. So it's the southpaw Johnny Podras against the right-hander Hal Jeffcoat, and the leadoff batter Johnny Temple set to step in and get this one underway. And moving into the microphone now for the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn and the play-by-play, here's Al.
Well, thank you very much, Jerry. Hi, everybody. If you have your Schaefer all forward and handy, we'll be off and running right here at Ebbets Field. Johnny Temple, right-hand hitting second baseman, stepping up to the plate, batting at 317. 3 runs batted in. Podras cuts the fastball loose and pours it through there for the strike. Thus, we have begun at Ebbets tonight. Johnny Temple, followed by right fielder Wally Post. And then we'll have center fielder Gus Bell. Podras sights his gun, makes his delivery in the fastball, brushes the hitter back out of there. 1-1. Johnny Temple with 20 base hits, 63 at-bats so far this year, hitting at 317. Podras starts his motion. Comes down with a 1-1 pitch, and Temple fouls it right back to the screen in front of him. 1-2. The F&M Schaefer Brewing Company very happy to be pouring it to you from Ebbets Field tonight, and there should be a humdinger. Cincinnati Reds on a 7-game winning streak, and they have literally pulled themselves up by their bootstraps for their manager, Bertie Tebbit. And now, as Bertie himself says, and the boys in the ball club say, they're fighting it out for the big fella, Ted Kluszewski. Fastball swung on by Temple and hits foul up to the light stanchion off the first base side. 1-2. In case you just flipped your set on, we'd like to give you the Dodgers defensively. Johnny Podras on the mound with his 1-1 record for 1957. His battery mate tonight is Rube Walker. At first is Hodges. At second is Gilliam. Reese at short. And Zimmer is at third base. We'll get the outfield for you in a moment. Podras ready, delivers 1-2, and his right-hand hitter rips it up the middle. Reese tries to make the stop, but it eludes him and gets into center field for a base hit. Temple starts Cincinnati off in the right direction, singling up the middle. Coming up now is Wally Post. Big right fielder, one of the power hitters in the National League. Percentage-wise, standing at 230, he's had two home runs and 11 runs batted in. The Dodger outfield of Gino Cimoli in left, and he's been dropped down to hit the number six slot. Pitch is at right back to the mound. Rogers has it, goes to Gilliam for one, to throw to first, they've got it there. Well, the Dodgers come up with their 17th double play of the year. First here tonight, and that erases the Cincinnati chances. To score immediately. 1-4-3 on the double play as Gus Bell comes up to the plate. Gus Bell, big left hand hitting center fielder, batting at 299. Two home runs and 11 runs batted in. He's gotten away to a pretty good start. Rogers, the left hander, fires fastball. There's a grass cutter to shortstop. Up with it was Reese, whips his throw over to first base in plenty of time, and Bell goes down. So the Cincinnati Reds got a hit in the inning, but the double play takes care of that. There were no errors, and nobody was left on. And the score at the end of the top half of the first inning. The Cincinnati Reds nothing, and the now coming to bat Brooklyn Dodgers have nothing. But baseball elsewhere in the major leagues, as of this date, let's get over to the Schaefer scoreboard and Jerry.
Well, Al, we had just one day game today, Washington-Detroit in the American League. Detroit beat Washington 5-3, and so the debut of Cookie Lavagetto was not successful. Detroit, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and Washington, 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors. Poitak defeated Abernathy. House had a homer for Detroit in the fifth, 1 on, and Bowling had one in the fifth with 1 on. Here's a rundown of the other games in the National League tonight. The Cardinals play the Giants at the Polo Grounds. It'll be Wehmeyer against Burnside. Milwaukee at Philadelphia. It'll be Spahn against Robin Roberts. Chicago at Pittsburgh. Pajolski against Friend. In the American League, the Yankees are at Cleveland. It'll be Sturtevant against Score. Boston at Chicago. Brewer and Donovan. Baltimore at Kansas City. Brown against Ryan Duren. So that's a rundown on the activity around the league elsewhere. National League games, Giants and Cardinals at the Polo Grounds, Milwaukee, Philadelphia at Philadelphia, Chicago, and Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh. Tonight, the Red Legs of Cincinnati in to open up a two-game invasion against the Brooklyn Dodgers here at Ebbets Field. The final game comes off tomorrow night. A reminder also, there are plenty of seats available for both tonight and tomorrow night. So if you can, make your plans to be here and see a lot of fine baseball. Now Jim Gilliam steps in to face Al Jeffcoat. So for Schaefer Bear, let's get right back to Al.
All right, Jim, Al Jeffcoat. Ready to face Jim Gilliam. Jeffcoat with a record of 1-1. A short, barrel-chested right-hander. Pumps, kicks, and delivers, and the fastball is a little low for ball one. Jeffcoat on the mound for Cincinnati. His battery mate, Bailey. Ed Bailey. Getting around the infield, we have Robinson at first. Second, the simple. McMillan at short. Fastball to Gilliam is cracked through for the strike. 1-1. Former Dodger and Cub, Don Hope is at third for Cincinnati. Out in left field is Art Schultz, a graduate of White Plains High School. We'll tell you more about him. The center fielder is Gus Bell, and in right field is Wally Post. The 1-1 delivery from Hal Jeffcoat is the fastball, bounced over the mound, back at second base. Temple goes over, makes a stop, turns, makes it slow. It's not in time. Gilliam beats it out for the base hit. Nice stop by Temple. The Jeffcoat surrenders the first hit to the Dodgers tonight, and up steps Captain Reese. In the stands here tonight, looking on and extremely proud of his brother on the mound, is the Reverend George Jeffcoat up from the Carolinas, watching brother Hal Jeffcoat on the mound for Cincinnati. And Hal Jeffcoat out there just equally proud of the Reverend Jeffcoat. Hal looks at first base, then comes down to Reese with a fastball, and that's low for ball one. So far this year, Reese is 0-2 as a batsman. Of course, he has no batting percentage. No score in the ball game. Each side having one base hit. Jeffcoat to the stretch. The right hander ready. Delivers a fastball. It's outside and low, and Bailey has to hold it up. 2-0. Just gotten this one underway. Tonight, tomorrow night, the Cincinnati Reds. Then an open date. And it's the weekend at the Polo Grounds with the Giants. Jeffcoat ready, delivers now to an O. Gilliam breaks the pitch, a swung on a miss for strike. The throw goes down wide and through and into center field. Gilliam up out of the dirt. Hustles on down to third base. Well, Gilliam is on at third. It's a question as to whether or not Gilliam might have had it stolen. But the throw, which eluded both the second baseman and the shortstop, moved on into center field. So an error will be charged to Bailey, and you'll give a steal to Jim Gilliam. So that puts him in pretty good position to score. To have stolen bases, that'll be the Dodgers' 10th this year. Count on Reese is 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam has stolen 4 bases. This is his 5th. The pitch to Reese. Low, ball 3. So Jeffco is threatened right now. He comes in 3-1 to Reese. Fastball, Reese after it, hits it down to Holt, who gobbles it up at third, holds the runner and throws to first. Reese goes down. All one away in the last half of the first inning, and Duke Snider comes along. In 1956, the Duke here hit over 400 against the Cincinnati Reds. Right now in the National League, he's looking for his 17th place hit of the year. Batting at 258, he has 3 home runs and 8 runs batted in. Last night, he was a pinch hitter and struck out. Jeffco drives the fastball, and Duke slams it down off the rubber of home plate, off to the right foul. No balls, 1 strike. Jim Gilliam, who singled up the middle, stole second and kept right on traveling when Bailey threw wide at second base and threw the ball into center field for an error. Gilliam has moved around to third on the play, and that's where he's now stationed. One out, last of the first, no score. Jeffco working away. The right-hander throws fastball, and that's outside. The count is 1 ball and 1 strike. I guess about everybody by now knows of the news on Washington Way. Charlie Dressen-Auster as manager of the Washington Senators. The pitch to the plate is low on account of 2-1 on the Duke. But throw down to third had Gilliam scampering back. Harry Lavagetto, who used to play right here at third base for the Brooklyn Dodgers and is on their all-time all-star team as a third baseman, now the manager at Washington. Fastball under the knees to Duke. His count is 3-1. 3 balls and 1 strike. Don Hope playing up shallow at third to hold Gilliam as close as possible. The right side of the infield has gone deep. Robinson at first, pulled over close to the line. It's Frank Robinson. Pitch to the plate is swung on. Hit down to the right side. Here comes Gilliam in, slides in to score, and the throw must go over to first base. From Temple. Oh, there's the out. The second one gives Snider the run batted in, and the Dodgers lead it here. On a score of 1-0. Coming up to the plate now, Carl Furlow. Carl had a 3-run home run last night, the first inning. Against the Milwaukee Braves. That looked like an awful big home run until those Braves got pecking away with their home runs. Matthews hitting a couple, Adcock tying it up, finally in the 8th with a solo home run. It's a fastball to Perillo, and it's over for a strike. Carl Perillo tied with Hank Starr of the Giants for the league leadership in runs batted in at 19. Hitting at 303, he has 3 home runs. Curveball is left foul by Carl at the third base side. No balls, 2 strikes. 2 down. We're in the first inning. The Dodgers at bat, and they're leading 1-0. Jeffco standing out in the mound. Little barrel-chested right-hander, heaving aside. Throws a sidearm pitch that breaks way off outside. Trying that crossfire, stepping toward third and trying to crossfire the plate. 1 ball, 2 strikes is the count on Carl Furlow, hitting in the number 4 position for the Dodgers. Hodges on deck to go next if Carl should get on. Sidearm curve is low and outside. Furlow checked up just in time. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 1 run in. And Brooklyn leads Cincinnati 1-0. Jeffco delivers that sidearm pitch and Furlow after it. Runs it up the screen foul. 2 balls, 2 strikes remaining. Tomorrow night, when these two clubs hook up here at Ebbets Field for an 8 o'clock ball game, it'll be Warren Hacker serving him up for Cincinnati, and he'll be going against Big Don Newcomb, who, by the way, is having trouble with his left knee. He was in the Whirlpool bath tonight when we got to the ballpark. Side-on pitch. Inside, off the knees to Perillo for ball three. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Short Doc Wendler having his wars with the big guy who is to pitch tomorrow night. Says, however, he'll have Big Nuke in shape. Perillo leaning over the plate now. The 3-2 pitch by Jeffco. An overhand fastball, and Perillo backs off and takes the brusher for ball four. So that walks Perillo, and that'll bring on Hart. Jeffco now has coughed up a run, a hit, and has walked a man.
Number 14.
Gil Hodges carries a batting percentage of .324 after the plate with him, having hit 3 home runs and has driven in 10 runs. 2 down, 1 on, 1-0 Dodgers. We're in the last half of inning number 1, in case you just joined in with us. First meeting of the year between these two clubs. The Cincinnati Reds, on the upward surge, have won 7 straight. They're in 3rd place in the league. Jeff Coach curve drives Hodges back as it snaps in under the chin. That's ball one. And the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company, very happy to be sending it to you. Hoping right now, wherever you may be, you're comfortable and relaxed and enjoying America's oldest lager beer. That's ball. Swung on by Hodges and missed. That's strike one. 1 ball, 1 strike. Jeffco toes up on the rubber, checks his runner at first, delivers the plate, Hodges swings and doesn't get a sharp breaking curveball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffco takes a gander over his left shoulder, watches Furlow's try to wait him first. Now he's ready, pitches to Hodges 1-2 with a sidearm crossfire, and the hook is inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. About 10 minutes talking with Jeff Court prior to the start of tonight's ball game down on the Cincinnati bench. Fastball, Hodges takes it low. Ball three. Asking Hal how he felt and so forth. He said they were all looking forward to a big year at Cincinnati. So everyone was buckling down. The one had sort of taken a personal pledge to do what he could. Pitch swung on as the runner breaks. High foul ball twists off into the stands on a play. So Perillo comes all the way back now to first base, and Hodges will have to stand up there and do it all over again. Cincinnati had a taste of glory last year in battling right down to the wire. And they'd like to get the full treatment of basking in the sunshine this year. Down comes the pitch, Spurlow breaks the turn on. There's a high fly ball, hit into left field. Getting over for it is Art Schultz, and the unfollowed got it. So that's all for Hodges. That's all for the Dodgers here in the last half of the first inning. 1 run. There was 1 base hit. There was an error, and a walk left 1 man off. So the score at the end of 1 full inning of play. The Dodgers lead it. It's Brooklyn 1, and the Cincinnati Reds have nothing. Now let's have a word from Jerry.
Party size, that means it's designed to help you when you have full sim. Full quart, that means it gives you 32 full ounces. 4 good full 8-ounce glasses. I reckon you know what I'm talking about. The Schaefer quart bottle. Strikes me as convenience reduced to its simplest terms. Sure, you lay in a supply of Schaefer party size full quart bottles before the weekend or before a party and you've got it made. Then when it comes time to quench thirst all around, you just slip off a cap or two and start pouring. And watch the smiles of pleasure beam around you. Sure, because inside those quart bottles of Schaefer is beer that's brewed for enjoyment. Beer that's as refreshing as a Saturday afternoon in May. So you just keep Schaefer party-sized quart bottles on hand for real convenience and real enjoyment. Remember, it's real beer.
Back to play in the second, and once again, here's Al. Frank Robinson surprised a lot of people last year as a rookie. became a very valuable man in Bertie Tebbett's scheme of things for the boys over the Rhineland, down Ohio. He led the Cincinnati Reds as a batsman against the Dodgers last year. Levine's letter pitch is low for ball one. Robinson, right-hand hitter. 9 home runs.
56.
Against the Brooklyn Dodgers. Takes a fastball shoulder high. His count is 2 balls and no strikes. However, leading all the way around against the Dodgers was Ed Bailey. As a percentage batsman, he hit .353 against Brooklyn last year. But this Robinson did quite well. Dodgers fastball, Robinson waves at it and doesn't get it. 2 balls and 1 strike. Frank Robinson playing first base in place of the absent Ted Klizuski. And as Bertie Tebbett told us before the ball game, he'll play first base against left-hand pitching. Swings on this pitch and lines it past Zimmer down along the left field side into the corner. Gino Simone comes over, picks up, throws in, but it's a stand-up two-bagger for Robinson. Well, Frank Robinson starts right off, line and one, into left for two up. That's the second hit off Fibers. And the batter coming up now will be Art Schultz, who literally is a local product of this neck of the woods. He was purchased from Seattle in September of 56 and finished the season with the Cincinnati Reds. He was born on the 20th of June, 1928, right here at Brooklyn, New York. He lives right now in Scarsdale. And he graduated from White Plains High School in 1946. He was a three-star athlete there. Three sports. Overhand curve to this right-hand hitter is in there for a strike. He was captain of the baseball team at White Plains High School, made all-metropolitan team, made all-county and all-metropolitan teams in football. 2 basketball letters. This guy has been quite an athlete. He was first in the Yankee organization in 46. Curveball. Schultz takes it. That's low. 1 ball and 1 strike. 1954, he was with Kansas City, and he scored a no-hit bid for Herb Score of Indianapolis for the home run. Last half of the ninth inning. Quite a competitor. That ball. Schultz after it. Pumps it out into right field. Carl Furlow scooting over near the line. Comes up a couple of steps. Waits for it. Grabs it. Robinson tags up at second. Bluff going in, and Furlow throws a strike right to the back. To Zimmer at third base. Robinson did well to hold up. Somebody said Carl Furlow's arm was still sore. Never known for that throw. He really threw a strike to third base. Right smack dab on the bag. Oh, shoulders out. About an hour is Ed Bailey. Ed Bailey batting at 344. Has 1 home run, 7 runs batted in. Hit .353 against the Dodgers last year. And hit a bundle of home runs, 9 of them. Left-hand hitter. A guy who really came into his own as a backstopper last year. Rodgers feeding the fastball, and he backs off and takes it inside off the 5 for ball one. We were talking about Herb Score just a moment ago, and Schultz breaking up a no-hitter for Herb Score in 54 at Kansas City. Well, over the Western Union wire comes a note, and we sincerely hope that the young fellow isn't seriously injured. There's a pitch outside. From Cleveland, this bulletin. Cleveland pitcher Herb Score was hit in the face by a line drive. He was carried from the field on a stretcher. They're playing the Yankees tonight. Herb Score injured at Cleveland. Down comes the pitch. The fastball ripped in there for a strike, and the count on Bailey is 2 balls and 1 strike. Digging in, standing deep at the plate, left-hand hitter. Charlie Potter's letting him cool out. Robinson is on at second base. Pretty good scoring position for Cincinnati. Brooklyn leads 1-0. Potter's checks him, delivers the plate, pitch swung on. There's a bounding ball outside first foul. So the count now on catcher Bailey is 2 balls and 2 strikes. In case you didn't hear the bulletin which just came over Western Union, we'll repeat. Herb Score, tonight pitching for the Cleveland Indians, was struck in the face by a line drive in the Yankee game and was carried from the field. Our most sincere hope is that he is not seriously injured. The 2-2 pitch. Butters wheels it in there and swung on and foul tip. Count holds the 2-2 on Bailey. Two-strike pitch. Butters whips it in there and swung on. Up that, back at third base and fair ground. Little Zim waiting for it to come down out of the night. He nails it. Robinson holding right on at second. Oh, two down for the Reds in the top half of the second inning as Butters continues to quiet trade. The batter is Don Hope. Don's doing pretty well for Cincinnati as the batsman hitting at 397. He has two home runs, has 15 runs batted in. He's playing good ball for them and been thinking on his feet down there for Tebbets. Of course, Tebbets is the kind of guy that makes you think on your feet. Now Padres set. Checks his runner, delivers the plate. Hope takes the fastball, and that's scored through off the pitch for a strike. To nothing, Brooklyn. They scored their run in the first inning. Gilliam led it off with a single up the middle, stole second, and kept on going on the same play when Bailey, attempting to get him on the steal, threw wild into center field for the error. Gilliam wound up third. Snyder got him in, going out to the right side. Fastball with the knees to Hope. Inside for ball one. Strike count. Robinson, who can run pretty well, is on at second base. Butters checked him, then wheels a curve in there that hits Hope, apparently, on the leg. So Donatelli motions him off toward first base. Hope walking down first base. Butters up to talk to Augie Donatelli. And let's see, Donatelli, I believe, is motioning Hope to come on back. Now Bertie Tebbets charges up out of the dugout and starts talking to Donatelli. Robinson moved on over from second to third. He's standing in third base right now. So Jimmy Dykes and Bertie Tebbets are both given umpire Donatelli fits. What Bertie Tebbets is claiming is his batsman was hit. And what Donatelli's trying to tell him is no, the ball got away from catcher Walker. So we shall see what we shall see. But Bertie Tebbets is pounding his fist right down the palm of his hand. And Donatelli's giving him chin for chin and lip for lip. Oh, the rhubarb grows big tonight in Brooklyn. Chuck O'Carman comes up and gets into the rhubarb and talks to Jimmy Dykes. Don Hope comes back and picks up a bat. Walks back toward the Cincinnati dugout. Well, this Hope will do a lot of funny things for him. Remember the story? Hope ran against Chicago, stopped the field at a ground ball on his way between second and third, and turned and handed it to the shortstop and said, go ahead and make the play. Well, they made the play, all right. The result was, instead of the double play, they got only one man. So that forced a new ruling. Hope is back to the plate now with a count of 2-1. Let's figure that the ball just got away from Rube Walker, rolled off to the right, allowing Robinson to come from second down to third. We'll get the official scores ruling on it for you and pass it along as given to us. Whether it'll be charged as a fast ball on Walker or whether it was figured the pitch was pretty low and maybe charged a wild pitch against Frederick. But Robinson is on the third now. The pitch to Hope, tight right up against him. That's ball three. 3-1. Hope waving a shillelagh back and forth. 3-1. Swings on his pitch and doesn't get it. That's strike two. The official score informs us that they are charging Johnny Podras with a wild pitch, which moves Robinson over to third base. Rogers delivers, Hope backs off and one inside. It's all four, and he slams his bat away and goes off to first base. That's first base on balls given up by Vargas. And before we have McMillan up there, let's quickly pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodger Radio Network.
And dial 1460 WOKO Albany, the Capital District's most talked about station, downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. It's now 8:30 WOKO time.
Roy McMillan standing in. Slender right hand hitter takes a fastball in for a strike. He's batting at 255. Well, friends, if you're in the neighborhood, I'd suggest you come on out. There are plenty of seats available. See the rest of this ball game. This promises to be something tonight. Rogers delivers. Pitch is swung on. There's a fly ball. Hits straightaway center field. Snyder going back. Still going back. Still back. It's up against the wall. He cannot get it. Robinson scores. Hope running like the wind is around third. And he's in the score on the double. Hit by McMillan to center field. Oh, the Cincinnati Reds pick up a pair here. Second inning, DeBlatt in front, 2-1. Get McMillan. Two-run producing double. Hit number three, runs 1-2 of Frederick. Al Jeffcoat, who used to be an outfielder, now doing pitching, coming up to do the hitting. He's batting at 300. He has 3-for-10. Butters checks his runner, comes to the plate with a curveball, and that's below the knee. One ball and no strike. Yes, sir, this National League is going to be a fight all the way around this year, and you don't want to miss any of it. Fastball, Jeffcoat after it. Hits it off to the right of the plate into the crowd foul. Strike one. One ball and one strike. So I suggest that you go down the schedule, pick out the games you'd like to see, and then make arrangements to get your tickets early. 2-1 right now in favor of the Cincinnati Reds. Jeffcoat standing in. McMillan is on at second base. Fastball, Jeffcoat. Hits this one. High pop-up back at third base. Zimmer waiting for it. Down it comes, and Zimmer's got it. So that's it in the second inning. Now the Cincinnati Reds pick up the lead. Two runs. There were two base hits. A wild pitch. One man was left on. Score at the end of an inning and a half now. The visiting Cincinnati Reds 2. The Brooklyn Dodgers have 1. Well, what you've got for us, Jerry?
Well, fans, what would you say it takes to make a great ball player? Lots of natural talent? Sure, that's the material the coaches work with. But what else? Ah, you guessed it. Experience. Well, you know, it takes the same combination, fine materials plus experience, to make a great bear, Schaefer Bear. You bet. The Schaefer people choose rich barley malt, tangy hops, and other fine natural ingredients. Then they put real old-time brewing skill to work, skill that's been perfected in 115 years of experience. The result? Man, for that answer, you just sip a tall, golden amber glass of Schaefer. It's beer at its best. Beer that gives you the lively, satisfying flavor you want, but don't always find. So remember, fans, when you want real enjoyment, you have a cool, foaming glass of Schaefer beer. It's real beer. Last half of the second, the Dodgers coming on now with Cincinnati leading 2-1. Gino Cimoli getting a nice round of applause as he steps in. Gino, of course, the hero from last night's ball game, and he banged a home run and the seats in the 14th inning to give the Dodgers a win over the Milwaukee Braves 5-4. So Gino comes on. Let's get right back to play, and here again is Al.
Gino Cimoli has been dropped down to hit on the number 6 slot with Pee Wee Reese returning to the lineup. So he'll face Al Jeffcoat as the Brooklyn Dodgers are one run behind. The Reds, 2 runs on 3 hits. And the Brooklyn Dodgers, 1 run on 1 hit. Cincinnati has committed 1 error. The Dodgers have committed none. Gino Cimoli standing in. Gino batting at 316. Jeffcoat tries the fastball, moves it in there low for ball one. In his last 7 games... Cimoli has hit 405. Fastball, and Gino after it punches a foul off the first base line. Robinson chases over to the stands, but he can't get that. That's way back in. One ball and one strike. Count on Gino Cimoli. Cimoli will be followed by catcher Walker. And then we'll have Don Zimmer up there. Last half, inning number two. Chip code ready. Hopped in that 1-1 delivery. His fastball is low and outside. Two balls and one strike. Chip goes right back to Cimoli. The pitch is swung on, bounced up the middle into center field for a base hit. Cimoli's still going. Gino picks up a single, open things in the second inning for Brooklyn. That'll be hit number two off Jeff Coat. That'll bring along Al Walker, left-hand hitting catcher.
Al Walker.
Roop batting at 333. He has 3-for-9. Has not hit the long ball yet this year. Has one run batted in. Oh, Jeff Coat, prior to going to his stretch, looks at first, now stretches, hesitates, delivers. Walker backs off and takes a curve in off the fist. On the corner for a strike. Cimoli takes a careful lead at first with Robinson holding the corner on him. Jeff Coat ready and pitches the plate. Walker takes the fastball low outside. One ball and one strike. The outfield for Walker fanned around the right and playing deep. Wally Post in right field playing right in front of the cinder track. And right. Cushbell over in right center. Jeff Coat throws the fastball and it's hit up the right side to McMillan. Or to Temple, facing McMillan for one. That's shortstop for throw to first. And they've got a double play. So Cincinnati comes up with their 19th double play of the year, the first tonight. A 4-6-3 affair, second short first. Now comes Don Zimmer. Don Zimmer, former Cincinnati resident and a star high school athlete in Cincinnati, facing the ball club that represents his home, former hometown. Jeff Coat fires to him, and Zimmer after doesn't get it. That's strike one. Al Jeff Coat pitching to Don Zimmer. I wonder what could be going through the minds of each man. Jeff Coat pitches and Zimmer swings and misses for a strike. That's the second one. That was Jeff Coat pitching when Zimmer took his last bump on the noggin. Jeff Coat ready. Pitches. Zimmer starts to go for the curve and it's snapped off outside for ball one. Zimmer batting at 284, standing in. Two down, the base is empty. Jeff Coat's curve is low and away for ball two. Two balls, two strikes on Zimmer. Jeff Coat 2-2 is the plate. Fastball, Zimmer swings and misses for strike three. Well, for Hal Jeff Coat, that'll be his first strikeout tonight. And for the Dodgers, no runs, one hit. The double play erased the base runners. No errors, nobody left off. Score at the end of two full innings of play. Cincinnati Reds 2 and the Dodgers have 1. Jerry, you got a word for us?
Sure have, Al. Say, while the Dodgers are away next Sunday, there will be a big doings right here at Ebbets Field. Yes, a special salute to Israel. With an international soccer game and an all-star lineup of guests from the world of sports and the show business. So make your plans now to join the Salute to Israel this Sunday, May 12th at Ebbets Field. Tickets are on sale at the Dodger Ticket Office, 215 Montague Street. Well, the Dodgers and the Redlegs are playing the first of a two-game series, and this homestand rapidly drawing to a close. There'll be one more game tomorrow night between the Redlegs and the Dodgers. Then an off day on Thursday, three games at the Polo Grounds, an off day on Monday, and then a swing to the West beginning next Tuesday as the Dodgers open up at Milwaukee. A lot of baseball, and right now we're back to play with the top of the third, top of the batting order, right back to Al.
All right, Jerry, Johnny Temple standing in. Johnny hit up the middle for a single in the first inning. Roger throws in the fastball, and it's high for ball one. Jeff
Temple batting at 328. He picked up 9 percentage points, getting that base hit in the first inning. Rogers right back to him. That fastball through there for a strike, and the count is 1-1. If we get any more information on the extent of the injury to Herb Score at Cleveland tonight, we most certainly will pass it on to you. Rogers delivers 1-1, a slow curveball, and it stays upstairs. 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnny Temple backing away from the plate. Now moves up to it. Rogers comes in with a 2-1 delivery, and it's punched back on the screen foul. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lead off for Johnny Temple, starting the second Cincinnati go-round. He looks down at third base to see what manager Dykes, what Jimmy Dykes has in the way of signs for manager Tebbit. Frank McCormick coaching at first base. Rogers leans forward to get his sign from Walker. 2-2 is the plate with a fastball. Temple snaps his head back and takes it high inside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Temple has come of age in the hit department. He has 21 of them tucked away. This is his 65th time up. Rogers comes down now with his 3-2 delivery. Fastball swung on and beaten down off the plate foul. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schaefer Bear sending in the action from Ebbets Field tonight. Temple, right-hand hitting second baseman, stands about three-quarters deep, waits for Padres 3-2 pitch. Here it comes, swung on, a punch foul, that goes to the crowd. Off to the right side, count stays 3-2. Cardinals playing at New York at the end of an inning and a half. Giants have them down 2-0. Philadelphia leads Milwaukee 2-0 at the end of 2. Pitch to the plate is inside. Ball 4 and Temple takes a stroll to open the third inning. That's second base on balls given up by Padres. And the old face Post now, who cracked into a double play in the first inning after Temple had singled. So each side has come up with a double play. Each side has come up in the run column. Cincinnati has a pair of runs. Brooklyn has one. Poe sitting right-handed. Lays off the curveball, and that's in for the strike. Wally batting at 227. Has only 17 base hits for 75 times at bat this year. He'll get a hold of that ball when it'll hurt you the most. Rogers checks his runner. Temple is first. Delivers the curveball. Poe starts to go and changes up, and Donatelli sees it. Ball 1. 1 ball and 1 strike. Walker flashing out the side. Padres works to it, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 2. That wasn't all of Padres' speed. Fast wrinkle. Johnny keeps a weather eye on Temple, and his lead at first base. Now he goes to the stretch, sets, delivers, a big swung on a miss, 4, strike 3. Well, Post goes out of there, having struck out for Johnny. That'll be Padres' first strikeout tonight. Each pitcher now has 1 whiff on the record book. Temple still at first base, 1 out, and here's Gus Bell, the left-hand hitting center fielder. The wear of number 25, hitting at 295. Dropped 4 percentage points. Grounding out in the first inning to reach outside. Rogers throws over to first, and Temple just nimbly steps back in on first base. Bell standing forward at the plate, straightaway stand. Rogers comes down with a curveball, and Bell after it tries to time it and can't get it. 2 balls and 1 strike. At the end of one inning down at Pittsburgh, the Cubs and the Pirates are all tied up. At 1-0. end of one inning. The Giants did not score in the second, so at the end of two, they lead St. Louis 2-0. Curveball beaten down to the ground foul. No balls, two strikes, the count on Gus Bell. Johnny Temple, having walked, is on at first base for Cincinnati. There's one out, stop third. And the Reds are leading 2-1. Quadras already again. Comes in with a fastball, and that's low. One ball, two strikes. Robinson, filling in at first base tonight for Cincinnati, will be their next hitter. Bell puts that bat up behind his left ear and takes a look at Rogers by that curveball, and that's a little high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Ready to work. Does. Throws the fastball. Bell swings. Misses. That's strike three. So, right or left-handed, doesn't make any difference. Rodgers. Struck out post. Right-handed. And Bell on the left-hander. Now he goes with Robinson, who doubled. Down along the left-field line to open the second inning and came around as one of the two runs to be scored in the inning by Cincinnati, which they wrested the lead from Brooklyn 2-1. Now Padre sets, checks his runner Temple at first, delivers the plate, a soft curve, a drift down the third baseline, foul, and back into the crowd. Screaming strike one, Frank Robinson. Robinson batting at the lofty percentage of .366. 26 for 71. Padre delivers to him again, and Robinson backs off and takes it off the hip. One ball and one strike. Frank looking around at Jimmy Dyke, see what kind of sign may be on. Temple at first base with two outs has that sign. He knows what to do. Rogers ready with the 1-1 pitch. Down it comes as the runner holds. It's one on a miss right off the pitch. That's strike two. Power hitters like to be able to fall away from the pitch slightly and generate more power with that bat as they're bringing it around. That's a lot of them go for those inside pitches. Robinson starts to go for the fastball and then takes it outside for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Padres is now trying to turn the heat on. When Johnny's right, he can turn that heat on pretty well. 2-2 the count on Robinson. Two outs, one on. Top of the third inning. 2-1, the Cincinnati Reds lead Brooklyn. On this, their first meeting in 57. Rogers to the stretch. Delivers fastball off the face. Ball three. Now with two outs, the runner at first base, Temple, who has walked to first base, will be off and running on his 3-2 pitch. Rogers holds him as tightly as he possibly can. Rogers ready. The pitch, slow curve, call strike three. So after Temple walks, Johnny Padres settles down just like that, strikes out the side. No runs, no hits for Cincinnati in the third. They leave a man, that's the second man they've stranded. And the score at the end of 2 1/2 innings. It's the Cincinnati Reds 2, wins and 3 hits. The Brooklyn Dodgers 1 run and 2 hits. Well, I was talking to a carpenter the other day, Jerry, and, you know, he told me he had to work as an apprentice for 4 long years to learn his trade. How about that, huh?
Well, Al, it takes a long time to really learn your business. You've got to have experience.
Well, now, wait a minute, Jerry. That's just my point. Experience. And the Schaefer family sure has it. They've been making their great beer for 115 years now. It's America's oldest lager beer. Made by the same family since 1842.
Hey, they know, don't they?
Oh, you bet your life they know. They know how to pick and to choose the best barley malt, the most delectable hop blossoms grown, and the other fine natural ingredients needed. They know how to blend and brew them in a slow, careful process that makes the finest beer you've ever tasted.
And, brother, Schaefer beer is good.
Oh, yes, sir. If you want real enjoyment, you just be sure to make it Schaefer. It's real beer.
Real ball game going here, too, tonight, Jerry, you know?
Boy, this has been a real home stand, Al. We've had all kinds of things happening here. It's a fine baseball.
Thrills, chills, and spills.
Yes, sir, and good baseball all the way.
You bet your life. Well, Johnny Potter's going to be the first Dodger up here in the last half of the third inning. Al Jeffcoat ready to go to work, too. Let's see what happens. Potter's is 0 for 6 for the year. Takes the curve and slides in there for a strike. Johnny hits him as he throws him, left-handed. It'll be Padres, Gilliam, and Reese in that order for Brooklyn. Jeffcoat delivers him a curve, and Padres after it, bounces it to the right side. Robinson, the first baseman, makes the play over to Jeffcoat covering. The play works, and Padres is out. One away in the last half of inning number three. That'll bring along Jim Gilliam, who started things out in the first inning with a slow bounder back to second base. It was knocked down by Temple. And by the time he could whirl on Mickey's throat, Gilliam was already at first base, so he got a base hit out of it. Jim standing in, hitting a 299. The base hit will get him back into the 300 class. Hitting left-handed against Jeffcoat. Little fella pumps and delivers. His fastball is over the corner on the inside slice for a strike. Starts his motion. His 0-1 delivery is another fastball, and Gilliam golfs at this and hits the left field. Art Schultz coming on in a hurry for it. He's got it. Oh, two down. Last half, third. And the batter now is Pee Wee Reese. Reese is still looking for his first base hit. 1957, the captain is 0 for 3. He's 0 for 1 tonight. Bounced out to third baseman Don Hope in the first inning. Jeffcoat works to him. Fastball, and Reese hammers this on the ground up to shortstop. McMillan makes his play, gets it over to first base. Down goes Reese to retire the side. So the Dodgers go quiet in the third inning with nothing across. So at the end of three full innings of play here at Ebbets Field, it's the Cincinnati Reds 2 and the homestanding Brooklyn Dodgers 1. But there are a lot of scores elsewhere, so let's get to the Schaefer scoreboard and Jerry Dodgers.
Okay, Al, while you at home are punching a hole in a can of Schaefer, well, we'll just give you a rundown on the scores. The Giants got two runs in the first inning on home runs by Red Sandingstan, Dusty Rhodes, that leads the Cardinals 2-0. Pete Burnside going for the Giants against Herm Wehmeyer for the Cardinals, and they played 2.5 innings. And Philadelphia's taken the lead over Milwaukee, 3-1 at the end of three innings of play. Hamner a home run in the third, none on for Philadelphia. Roberts and Spahn are the pitchers. Chicago and Pittsburgh, no score at the end of two. It's Pajolski against Friend. In the American League, Yankees playing Cleveland out in Cleveland, and Sturdivant, the pitcher for the Yankees, score started for Cleveland, was hit in the face by a line drive and had to leave, and Bob Lemon came in to take over. No score at the end of 2.5 innings. Boston, Chicago, no report yet. Brewer and Donovan are the pitchers. Baltimore and Kansas City, no score yet. Brown and Durham, the pitchers. This afternoon, Detroit spoiled the debut of manager Cookie Lavagetto of Washington, replacing Chuck Gresson. Detroit won the ballgame 5-3. Now we go to the fourth inning of this one, so right back to play, and here again is Al. Art Schultz,
the left fielder of the Cincinnati Reds, hitting number 5 in the order, is up there, right-hand batter. Right at the first pitch to him. Rogers cuts it loose, and the curveball is taken for a strike. Schultz came up in the second inning and punched a fly ball to right field. Carl Furlow took care of it. So he's 0 for 1. Batting at 200. Slow curveball is hammered up the alley in right center field. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Schultz on his way to second. Snyder picks up, throws in, and Schultz has himself a stand-up two-back. Schultz, double the right center. That's at number 4 off Padres. legs with two runs, four hits. The Dodgers, one run, two hits. Top of the fourth inning. The Reds at bat, shoulder to second. Ed Bailey coming up. Cincinnati catcher popped up and out. Third baseman Don Zimmer. Second inning. Batting at 339. Left hand hitter takes a look at a fastball, and that's low and away. Ball one. Rogers ready once more. Throws fastball in there, swung on and missed. One ball and one strike. Herb Walker whipping that ball back to Padres. Art Schultz opening double has him stationed second. Walker might have gotten that last pitch a little on the meat hand. A little time is being taken. Now he starts to pump the sign. Padres ready to go to work. In comes the pitch. His crossfire is over at the waist. That's strike two. Bailey turns around, has something to say to plate umpire Donatelli, and Augie shows him where that pitch came in. Now the 1-2 delivery. Art Schultz second. Rogers to the stretch. Now comes in 1-2 with the curveball. Swung on and missed strike three. Johnny gave him a nice change. Four strikeouts for Padres. When these two teams get at it again tomorrow night, I hope you're going to be with us. There are plenty of seats available for tomorrow night. Encounter. Visit one of the 8 conveniently located ticket offices of the Dodgers and pick up your tickets for tomorrow night's game. We'd like to see you out here. Come on, join us. Up the plate is Don Hope. Dodgers fastball is high on the outside. Ball one. Hope walked in the second inning after a little rhubarb as to whether or not he'd been hit on the shin. Hope batting a 397. Rogers checks his runner's shoulder at second. Delivers the plate. Hope takes. The pitch is low. Two balls, no strikes. Cincinnati leads it over Brooklyn. Schultz takes his lead at second now, and the pitch comes into Hulk on the 2-0 count. Swung on and hit into left center field. That's a pretty well hit ball. Snyder over in the alley to cut it off. As the run comes in to score, Hulk's on his way to second, slides, and he's safely in with a double. Schultz starts it off with a double to right center. Hook gets a double to left center after Bailey is struck out. And the Cincinnati Reds lead it 3-1. McMillan coming up to the plate now. With McMillan's double to center field in the second inning, he drove in two Cincinnati runs. He snaps his head back and takes the Padres fastball for ball one. Who has been a ball of fire with that wood this year. Hit better, I think, than he ever has. Leads off second as a soft curve is pitched to McMillan to the plate. It's in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. Don Hook stepping off at second. One ball, one strike count. Plate. Pitch is swung on. There's a bounding ball hit to the right side. Hope moves over to third on the play as Gillian comes up with the ball and fires to first in time to get McMillan for the second out. But Don Hope is now stationed at third base with two outs. The batter will be Hal Jeffcoat. Talking a minute ago about Don Hope being off to a flying start with the Cincinnati Reds this year, percentage-wise at bat. Well, Donald Albert Hope. Well, the highest I can find him having hit in a season is 295 when he started out with Val Dust in the Georgia Florida League his first year. Jeffco swings on the first pitch. It's a high foul ball. That comes to the stands and goes out of play for strike one. Both with Chicago last year hit 215, and with Brooklyn, 55. He hit 240. 245 he hit for Brooklyn in 1954. Next last year in the minors was Montreal in 52. He hit 293. Well, I guess you could say Hope's kind of pounding that potato for Cincinnati. The 0-1 delivery to Hal Jeffcoat. A fastball in off the chest for ball one. Hope at third. Two outs. One run in. Cincinnati leads. Three wins to one run. Rodgers delivers. Jeffcoat swings and doesn't get it. That's strike two. Schaefer Bear sending in the action from Ebbets Field. Curve, swung on and missed for strike three. So that's all for Jeffcoat and the Cincinnati Reds in the fourth inning. Five strikeouts for Fargus. And in the fourth inning, one big run for Cincinnati. On two base hits, the double by Schultz and Hope's double. One man was left on. Hope stranded at third base. So at the end of three and a half innings of play now, the Cincinnati Reds three, and the Brooklyn Dodgers have one.
And Rose Oldsmobile always scores high. Yes, 67% of Rose Oldsmobile sales are to repeat customers. Folks who buy from Rose year after year. There must be a reason.
That's right. The reason is Rose Oldsmobile maintains in a modern service shop all the latest scientific equipment to give continuing warranty work on every old they sell.
Service that continues on and on long after the sale is made. Rose Oldsmobile utilizes latest up-to-the-minute factory methods in offering this warranty service. Their mechanical experts are trained in their skills by regular attendance at Olds factory schools.
That's why Rose Oldsmobile scores high in repeat old sales. Rose makes certain that the Oldsmobile you buy from them is kept in perfect running condition. That's why 67% of Rose Oldsmobile customers return. Rose offers more low price plus the continuing service that means satisfaction to you. See Rose Oldsmobile, Capital District's oldest franchise Oldsmobile dealer, Central and Manning.
Here's Duke Snyder on now for the Dodgers, so let's get right back to Al. Al Jeffcoat pitches to the Duke, gets inside for ball one.
Jeffcoat right back. Snyder watches this one whistle by low. Ball two. Snyder came up in the first inning with Gilliam at third base and one down and bound one to the right side. Temple played over to first base as Gilliam came in to score. That's been a Dodger run in a 3-1 ball game. Jeffcoat comes right back on the 2-0 count. Snyder, jackknife. It's away from one hip high. 3-0 on the Duke. As soon as we find out what happens with Snyder, we'll have time for station identification, so stick around close, fellas. Delivery. High and outside for ball four. We pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodger Radio Network.
And dial 1460 WOKO Albany, the Capital District's most talked about station, downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. It's now 9:03 WOKO time.
Carl Furlow is the Brooklyn batter with Duke Snyder at first. Carl walked in the first inning. One of the two walks given up by Jeffcoat. His walk to Snyder here, open the fourth, was his second. Jeffcoat looks over the situation as Bailey pops him in as a target. He delivers. Furlow takes. Stephens right through at the knees for strike one. No balls, one strike. Works back to Furlow on a curve, and Carl after hits a founder to short. McMillan up with a ghost to Temple, a second for one. The throw to first. Double play. That's the second double play Cincinnati's come up with tonight. That's their 20th for the year. Short second to first. Two on for Brooklyn in the last half of the fourth inning. The batter now is Gil Hodges. Hodges retired to side in the first inning with a fly ball hit to left field to Art Schultz. Jeff Coach stuffs the first pitch in there, and Hodges takes it. That's in for a strike. Jeff Coat is ready. The barrel-chested right-hander delivers a curve that's low and outside for ball one. One ball, one strike. Schaefer Bear, going to the action from Ebbets Field tonight. Hope you're enjoying some right now. Curveball. Good at the knees. That is strike two. One ball, two strikes on Gil Hodges as Brooklyn bats in the last half of the fourth inning. Down, base is empty. Jeff Coat 1-2 is the plate. Snapped off curveball is low. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 pitch on Hutch. Fastball, just low. Ball three. Full count, three balls and two strikes. Score in the game, Cincinnati 3, Brooklyn 1. Jeff Coat delivers the full count pitch. It's low and outside for ball four. Oh, Gino Simoli coming up. And the fans are talking to Gino. Fellow batting at 325. He led off the second inning with a single up the middle. Kept things alive last night for Brooklyn in the late stages. And then went on to win the ball game for Danny Koufax and the Dodgers in the 14th inning. Milwaukee's taking a pacing from Philadelphia, too. We'll tell you about that in a minute. Curveball to Gino swung on a miss for strike one. At the end of four innings, the Phillies lead the Milwaukee Braves 5-1. Thank you, Al. Simoli beat wide, spread apart. Had a belligerent look on his catcher. Jeff Coat throws him a curve, and Simoli slaps it foul up the third base line. No balls, two strikes. Hodges at first base in the last of the fourth, two outs. The Dodgers need two to get back on an even footing with the Reds. Cincinnati leading 3-1. Jeff Coat delivers 0-2. Sidearm curve, it snaps way off outside. How about your rainbow pitches? That was it. One ball, two strikes. That pitch looks as though with Jeff Coat throwing it right at your chest. Lines up a couple feet outside home plate. Fastball. Well, he swings and misses strike three. Gina was going after a tight fastball. Jeff Coat picks up his second strikeout. And for Brooklyn in the fourth, no runs, there were no base hits. A walk left a man, there were no errors. Well, the score at the end of four full innings of play remains the Cincinnati Reds 3 and the Brooklyn Dodgers have 1. The first half of this game was brought to you by the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of Schaefer Beer, America's oldest lager beer. Now your host for the next five innings will be Lucky Strike, the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked. It's made by the American Tobacco Company. Tobacco is our middle name. Well, due to some very fine committee work by Mr. George McLaughlin, Mr. Earl Griffith, as well as the fine cooperation of members of the Brooklyn Amateur Baseball Foundation, the office of Mayor Wagner and the borough president John Cashmore's efforts, tickets for the Yankee-Dodger game at Ebbets Field May 23rd are moving mighty fast. Now, don't forget this great ball game with its preliminary home run hitting contest starring Mickey Mantle and Duke Snyder will not be telecast. So if you want to see it, you'd better line up your tickets right now. They're available at all Dodger ticket offices. So hurry, they're moving fast. we go to the fifth inning. Johnny Podras makes his first pitch. The fifth to Temple, and it's over for a strike. Right back comes Podras and misses with an outside fastball. That's 1-1. Top half of inning number 5. Temple up for his third time. Twice officially, he was walked the last time out. Single up the middle. First inning. Runs up on the pitch and takes it. Ball 2. The count on Temple. Post is to follow, and then comes Bell. He's after the next pitch and hits a high foul ball. It shades off and goes into the crowd. Well, the count on Temple is 2 balls, 2 strikes. Score in the ball game is 3-1, Cincinnati over Brooklyn. At the end of 2.5 innings, the Cubs and the Pirates are scoreless. At the end of 3.5 innings, the Giants lead the Cardinals 2-0. Rodgers delivers 2-2, and Temple backs off and the pitch and takes it inside for ball 3. Full count. Philadelphia leading Milwaukee 5-1 at the end of 4. Rodgers throws the fastball high, ball 4. Twice in a row now, he's walked Temple. Third base run ball is given up by Padres. Wally Post is hit into a double play, and he has struck out. So he's 0 for 2, hitting a 224. Temple, the move pretty well, leads off at first base, and Hodges holds the corner on him. Padres tries to change up, and the pitcher swung on and fouled tip. Strike 1. One delivery. There's a change in there, and it's low outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Post leaning over the plate. Right hand hitter. Carter throws the fastball to him, and it's ripped up the screen and foul. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lucky all fired up and going now. We'll see what happens with Wally Post. Rodgers checks his runner, Temple, whom he walked. He's on at first base. Delivers fastball, and that moves the hitter back from the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes. For this Lucky Strike broadcast, our honor hospital is the VA hospital at West Kingsbridge Road in the Bronx. Earmarked for them, quota of 30,000 Lucky. 9 of which have already been picked up. Line drive, hit foul off the right field side, back to the wall. Post count stands at 2-2. Rodgers taking time with the new ball. Now gets ready. Checks Temple at first. Comes down 2-2 with a slow curve. It's hit down as the shortstop. Up with it is Reese to get him for 1. The throw to first. Double play. So right away, we send another 1,000 luckies to our VA hospital, Kingsbridge Road. Short to second to first. The two of them have been gotten here in the fifth inning. That's the second double play for Brooklyn. Their total is now 18. Each side has a pair of twin killings tonight. At the plate, hitting left-handed is Gus Bell. He watches Kerr pick the corner at the knees for strike 1. Rodgers curves the hitter again. Bell swings and doesn't get it. That's strike 2. standing just off the plate, hitting at 291. And 0 for 2 tonight. Swings on his pitch. It's a bounder to short. Reese has it go through into left center field for an error. Well, that is on. Reese went down for it, expecting to play it on the hop. And the ball, instead of hopping, just sort of slid right under his glove and threw him into left center. So Pee-wee draws the error. That'll be the first error tonight for Brooklyn. Each side now has miscued one time afield. Cincinnati's batter is Robinson. He's doubled and has been called out on strikes. Hitting at 361. Bell leads off first as Robinson backs off from the Padres' fastball and takes ball one. Walker sets him in as a target. Padres checks his runner, delivers the plate, and Robinson again straightens up from the fastball. Inside off the short ribs. Two balls, no strikes. Lucky strike. Puffing into action from Ebbets Field. Rodgers works a slow curve, and his changeup is outside. So he's cutting behind now to Robinson. Three balls and no strikes. Two down, the top of the fifth inning. The runner at first base. He just fell. 3-1 the score, Cincinnati leading Brooklyn. Frederick comes down 3-0. His fastball is low inside for ball four. The bell moves off to second base. That's the fourth base on balls given up by Johnny. Cincinnati's batter is Art Schultz. Big fella, about 6'4". Weighs over 200 pounds. Schultz doubled to right center in the fourth inning. After Bailey struck out, Hope got him home with a double to left center. That scored the third Cincinnati run. They're leading 3-1. Padres works to this right-hand hitter and lays the fastball in at the knees for a strike. No balls, one strike. Staring down to get his sign from Walker. Runners at first and second. In comes the pitch. Schultz swings on a slow curve and misses. That's strike two. No balls, two strikes. Tomorrow night, when these two teams meet, right here at Ebbets Field at 8 o'clock, it's figured that Warren Hacker will be facing Don Newcomb. Hope you've made your plans to be with us. 20 seats available. Runners curve into the dirt. Walker blocks it, takes it. Count is one ball, two strikes now on Art Schultz. Schultz standing about three quarters deep at the plate. Works up somewhat on the handle of the bat. Rogers throws in the fastball. Schultz punches out to right field. Furlong's going to have to hurry to get this one. He cannot. It drops in for the base hit. A run into score. Robinson winds up at third base. Well, Schultz singles in the right. Moving Robinson to third. And Bell scoring from second base. It's an unearned run, but nevertheless, it's on the books. Hit number six, run number four up, Padres. And Cincinnati's out in front for three runs as they lead 4-1. Runners at first and third. Two are down in the fifth inning. The batter is Ed Bailey, left-handed hitting catcher. He's popped out to Zimmer third and has struck out. He's 0 for 2, batting at 333. Padres puts the pitch in and Bailey after doesn't get it. Strike one. We'll have some activity down the Brooklyn bullpen. Eddie Roebuck, sidearm pitching right-hander, is getting up to throw. Padres offers the fastball, and it's outside. One ball and one strike. It's a count on Bailey. Schultz, with his run-producing single, is on at first. Robinson is on at third. Padres to the stretch. The check of both runners. The pitch to the plate. Swung on. Ripped foul up the first base side. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Ball getting all the way up to the Brooklyn bullpen. Oh, plate umpire Donatelli fishes a new one out of his pocket and hands it to Walker. Finds its way out to the mound, Padres. Bailey, right foot forward to the plate. Feet wide, spread apart. Bailey, right foot forward to the plate. Feet wide, spread apart. Now, Padres sets. His 1-2 pitch with two on. It's swung on by Bailey and bounced down to the right side. Second baseman Gilliam waits for the ball to come to him. Picks it up, snaps his throw over to first, and that's all for Bailey, and that retires the red in the fifth inning. Oh, counting up the damage. One run unearned. There was one base hit that was an error, and there were two men left on. So the score at the end of 4 1/2 innings of play. It's the Cincinnati Reds with 4. The Brooklyn Dodgers have 1. Let's have a word from Vin Scully.
Well, what are you doing? Are you working or driving somewhere? Or maybe just sitting in an easy chair, wondering how this ballgame's going to come out. Remember, nothing's ever certain in baseball. Ah, but one thing's for sure. If you're smoking a Lucky, you're enjoying yourself. You know why? Because a Lucky's all cigarette, all fine tobacco that's good tasting from the very start. And then it's toasted to taste even better. So enjoy yourself. Enjoy the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
For the taste that you like, light up a Lucky Strike. You'll say a Lucky's the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Right now, as we go to the last of the fifth inning, with the Red Legs slowly inching their way out in front now by the score of 4-1. Rube Walker will be first up. Without further ado, let's get right back to Al.
It's the last third of the Brooklyn batting order. Walker standing in, hit into a double play in the second inning. Al Jeffcoat with his 3-run cushion now, ready to spin him in here in the last half of the fifth inning. Jeffcoat ready, delivers, and Walker takes the pitch, laid in off the fist for a strike. Nothing in one. The count on Rube Walker. Don Zimmer to follow, and then it'll be Padres or a pinch hitter. Jeffcoat works. Walker after it. Hits the back foul. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. Walker batting in an even 300. He has 3 for 10. He's gone 0 for 1 tonight. Coach starts his motion, delivers to the plate, and Walker takes it shoulder high outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. The outfield stand to the right, they're deep for Walker. The right side of the infield deep. Temple in the hole between the first and second, back on the rim of the outfield grass. Jeffcoat delivers, Walker after it, hits it the other way and down the left field line foul. That fades to the crowd out of play. The Giants pick up a run in the last half of the fourth inning, and they're leading St. Louis 3-0. And as we told you at the end of 4, Philadelphia is leading Milwaukee 5-1. Hamner hit a home run in that ball game. 4 Philadelphia. That ball hit down to the right side. Second baseman Temple up with it. Throws to Robinson at first. And Walker is out. One away, last half of the fifth inning. Don Zimmer is the batter. Jeff Cole offers Zimmer a curveball that's inside up against the belt buckle. One ball. One out, last half of the fifth, no base runners. And the score is 4-1, favor Cincinnati. Jeffcoat wheels the pitch in there, and Zimmer after it, dribbles it up the third baseline foul. One ball and one strike. Zimmer moving back to the plate now, picks up the club. stands back in. Jeff Coat ready to serve him up again. Al delivers one and one. Zimmer takes the fastball low. Two balls and one strike. Zimmer after the next pitch, drills it down the left field line. That's going into the corner. That'll be that extra base. Zimmer makes a turn at first and goes into second, standing up with a two-bagger.
Be the third hit
off Al Jeffcoat. Johnny Padre's going to come up to hit for himself now. One out, Zimmer's second. Padre's has been up one time tonight. Bounced wide to first base, and Robinson, the first baseman, made his throw to Jeffcoat covering to get Padre. So Johnny's 0 for 7 as a batsman this year. Left-handed, Johnny standing in. Zimmer stepping off at second. Oak playing a shallow third. Soft curve is offered to Padres outside for ball one. Jeff goes to the top of the stretch. Now sets. Delivers. Nice curve in there for a strike. One ball, one strike. Zimmer, hands on hips, has about a 10-foot lead at second base. Keeping a weather eye out for Temple and McMillan, who may try to sneak in behind him to draw the attempted pickoff. The curveball, slammed out to the field, Art Schultz, and he strikes, now backs up a couple of steps and hauls it down, and Zimmer has to hurry back. Second base. A two down. In the last half of the fifth inning, and the batter coming up now is Gilliam. It's swung on by Gilliam. There's a high fly ball hit into right center field. The second baseman going back. Temple still going back and throws it down. That's it. The run's one hit, one man left on in the fifth inning. Low score at the end of five. It's Cincinnati 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. And the Brooklyn Dodgers 1 run, 3 hits, and 2 errors.
Long after the sale is made.
Factory-approved equipment for keeping your Olds in tip-top condition. Their careful servicemen are constantly being trained in Olds factory school.
That's the reason. That's why over 67% of Rose Oldsmobile sales are to repeat customers. Folks who come back year after year because Rose offers more. Low price plus continuing interest in your satisfaction. There is no substitute for integrity, and integrity means Rose Oldsmobile, Central and Banning, satisfying customers at the same location for more than 30 years. That's Rose Oldsmobile.
McMillan and Jeff Cole. Stepping up to the microphone, speaking for a lucky strike and for the play-by-play, here is Ben Scully.
Thank you, Al, and good evening, everybody. Don Hoke, followed by Roy McMillan and then Al Jeffcoat. And Padres' fastball spins Hoke around, ball one. Hoke walked and doubled. Don, one for one, batting .407. It's quite a different Don Hoke we're seeing tonight than the boy used to play for Brooklyn. Fastball in for the strike, one and one. Hoke, when he was a Dodger, and for that matter all throughout his baseball career, even when he was at Chicago, had a spread eagle stance. He would bend at the knees and also at the waist. He had a tendency to lock himself trying to swing. One-one-er is a fastball in there, strike two. When he went to Cincinnati, Bertie Tebbets told him, "Son, the way you're batting, you won't last long in the major league." So they got together and came up with this batting stance. One and two pitch to him. Fastball fouled away. Count remains one and two. Hoke is now a stand-up hitter. He does not bend over or crouch. And his feet are pretty close together, and he is deep in the hitter's box. He wants to see that fastball a little bit longer. Paid off. 407 batting average with 16 runs batted in. Padres delivers one and two, and the fastball is inside. Hoke just did get away from it. Two and two. Don Hoke, Roy McMillan, Hal Jeffcoat here in the sixth inning. Cincinnati 4 and Brooklyn 1. Padres winds and the 2-2 pitch. Fastball again right at the hands. Ball 3. 3-2. Six hits and one error for Cincinnati. A run on three hits and one error for Brooklyn. Padres checking signs. Rube Walker blinks him out to him. Hoke waiting. 3-2 pitch to Don Hoke. Fastball, foul back. And the count remains 3-2. Hoke is the man who caused a clarification of a baseball rule this year. Remember, against the Milwaukee Braves, when he, as a base runner, fielded a ground ball. 3-2 pitch, curve, just low, ball 4, and Hoke is on. So Don has 2 walks and a double. Walk number 5 given up by Johnny Padres, and it brings up Roy McMillan. McMillan has doubled and bounced out second to first. Hoke fielded a ground ball, as you remember, and then turned and tossed it to Johnny Logan, the Braves shortstop. It appeared to have been a perfect double play ball, and said it was broken up. So they got together and changed the rule. First pitch to McMillan, fastball for the strike, on one. Now the rule says that if a base runner interferes with a batted ball, if the umpire's judgment is to be proven that the base runner actually let himself be hit by the batted ball, not only is he out, but the preceding runner is out. And that will stop that. The strike one pitch, fastball low, one ball, one strike. McMillan batting 264. Don Hulk at first base, Gil Hodges holding. Nobody out in the sixth inning, 4-1 Cincinnati. Eddie Roebuck begins to loosen up in the Brooklyn bullpen. Padres delivers 1-1. There goes Hulk. The curve is low. The throw down to Gilliam is not in time. Junior had to take the throw in front of the bag, tried to make a backward tag and couldn't do it. So Don Hulk steals second. Curve low and inside, and the count 2-1 to Roy McMillan. That's the second stolen base for Don Hoke. We need a station break, so as soon as McMillan has had his at-bat, we'll duck it in. 4-1 Cincinnati, you're in the sixth inning, nobody out. Padres comes set, a check of Don Hoke in the 2-1 pitch. A curveball grounded down to short. Reese holds his runner and throws over to Hodges for the out. Let's pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
And dial 1460 WOKO Albany, the Capital District's most talked about station, downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. It's now 9:32 WOKO time.
Hal Jeffcoat, who has done very well out there in the pitching mound, now comes up and settles in the right-hand hitter's box next to home plate. Jeff batting 250. He's popped out and struck out 0-2. Padres ready and comes to him with a fastball and gets it over for the strike, 0-1. When the Dodgers bat in the bottom of the sixth, if you're not keeping score and you'd like to look ahead, they'll send up Reese, Snyder, and Perillo. Should anybody get on, maybe Hodges. Jeff Cold waiting. Padres back to him with another fastball. It's cut on late and hit in the upper deck just to the right of home plate. 0-2 the count. On deck is Johnny Temple. It's a rather strange ballgame that Padres is pitching tonight in the sense that he is not throwing many changeups. He threw a changeup to Art Schultz in the fourth inning, and Schultz doubled on one bounce of the center field wall. Most of the time, fastball and curve. Strike two pitch. Curveball cut on and missed, and down goes Jeffco. 6 strikeouts for Padres. The changeup, of course, has always been a very big pitch for Padres ever since that 1955 World Series. Hasn't thrown many of them this evening. Here's Johnny Temple, single to center, walk twice. John batting 328. Padres leans in to get a sign from Rube Walker. Now Johnny straightens up. And the pitch to Temple, fastball for the strike, 0-1. To Johnny Temple. Don Hulk at second base, 2 out on the 6th. 4-1 Cincinnati. Fastball cut on and lined to right center. Snyder going on, reaching up and grabs it on the run. For Cincinnati in the 6th inning.
No runs, no hits. There was a walk, a stolen base, and a man left on at second. And so the score at the end of 5.5 innings of play, Cincinnati 4 and Brooklyn 1. Now let's lend an ear to Al.
Would you like to hear the latest? Well, stick around for a minute, and we'll give you some more of Happy Joe Lucky's clubhouse chatter. Meantime, let's all settle back and light up a Lucky. It's light-up time. Time to enjoy a cigarette that's all cigarette. All fine tobacco. Naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. Yes, sir, that's the Lucky. So, if you're looking for a better-tasting cigarette, better light up a Lucky. Now, here's that clubhouse chatter we promised. Ailing Ted Kluszewski didn't make the trip with the Cincinnati Reds. Ted is back in Cincinnati deciding whether or not to have an operation on his back for that slipped disc. Big Clue is one of the most popular players in baseball, and the first question every Dodger asked the Cincinnati players before tonight's game was, how's Ted? How's the big guy? Well, Cincinnati has changed their uniform again this year. Instead of the customary red caps with a white C, they now have gray caps with a red bill and a red C. Well, thanks very much, Happy Joe Lucky. We'll be checking back again with you for more of your clubhouse chat. Let's check back with Vin Scully now for some more of the action right here at Ebbets Field. Vin?
Well, the Dodgers certainly hope they'll have some action. Hal Jeffcoat is handling pretty roughly through 5 innings, allowing just 1 run and 3 hits. The Dodgers coming up in the bottom of the 6th will have Reese, Snyder, and Perillo. Reese is 0 for 4, 0 for 2 tonight, 0 for 2 last night. Jeffcoat getting his sign now from Ed Bailey, and the right-hander delivers. Fastball, it's fouled back. On one. Jeffcoat, the converted outfielder, is now very close to being a very good pitcher. He knows what he's doing out there. And he'll change his delivery, come overhand, sidearm. And when he has his control, so that the hitters are just kind of bending one way and then the other, he's very tough. He's been pleasingly wild tonight. He has walked 3 men. Jeffcoat ready, and the strike one pitch. Sidearm fastball, foul back. Reese just took a half swing and shipped it back. 0-2 the count. Cincinnati will be in here tomorrow night. Airtime 7:55, game time 8 o'clock. The Dodgers will send Don Newcomb to the mound, and Cincinnati will counter with Warren Hacker. Thursday, an open date over the weekend at the Polo Grounds, and then Monday, the Dodgers head west for their first western trip. Open up with the Braves at Milwaukee. Strike two pitch, the fastball outside, backhanded by Bailey. 1-2. The end of this inning, right after the Dodgers have had their whacks at Jeffcoat, we'll have a complete rundown of the Lucky Strike scoreboard. So stay right with us. The 1-2 pitch to Reese. Overhand curve gets him out of there right at his shoulders. 2-2. Jeffcoat up on top. On deck, Duke Snyder. Dodgers got a run in the first inning, but Cincinnati picked up 2 in the second, 1 in the fourth, and 1 in the fifth, and they lead 4-1. Reese waiting. Jeffcoat winds now on the 2-2 pitch. Sidearm fastball rammed into left field for a base hit. So Peely comes up with his first hit, and that makes the 1957 season official here in Brooklyn. A solid single to left. Then here's the Duke. Snyder is 0 for 1, grounded out to Johnny Temple, but it got a run over in the first inning. And he walked in the fourth. Duke batting 254. He likes to hit against Cincinnati, especially at Crosley Field in Cincinnati. He hit 400 against the Redlegs in 1956. Jeffcoat ready and delivers. Snyder swings and doesn't get it. 0-1. Snyder having a bit of trouble because of that left knee. Since he's a left-hand batter, all his weight must be put on it. And it seems to upset him a bit. He has a tendency to hit off his front foot, and consequently he's been in a slump. Duke just hanging in there and trying to get over the knee and get back on the right road. Strike one pitch, cut on, and sliced away off the plate. That'll carry to the roof and out of the ballpark. 0-2. The count to Snyder. On deck, Carl Perillo. Pee Wee Reese at first base. Nobody out. Bottom of the 6th. Redlegs 4. Brooklyn 1. Jeffcoat flicking his glove now while Bailey flashes out signs. The strike two pitch to Snyder. Fastball got him swinging. So Snyder goes down on strike. First strikeout for Hal Jeffcoat and brings up Carl Perillo. Perillo has walked and hit into a double play, batting .299. Boy, the Redlegs really did a turnabout in 57 after that bad start where they lost six ball games to Milwaukee. They are now rolling against the East. They've won seven straight against the Eastern teams, and they're bidding for consecutive win number eight tonight. That's the longest string in the majors this year. Jeff caught up on top. Hal set now. Checks Reese and comes to the plate. Fastball high. Ball one. Brooklyn, one run on four hits. Cincinnati leading 4-1. They have six hits. Each side has committed an error. One by Reese and the throwing error by catcher Ed Bailey. The 1-0 pitch to Frillo. Fastball, cut on and missed. 1-1. Seeing Al Jeffcoat out there tonight, outfielder who couldn't quite make it, he couldn't hit enough, changed to a pitcher. Quite a story going on down in Philadelphia with Granny Hamner. Notice that Hamner hit a home run tonight. One pitch to Frillo. Fastball and a line drive right at Temple. He knocks the ball down, goes to McMillan. They go back to first for what appears to be the double play, but let's wait and see. Instead, they roll the out to Johnny Temple, and the umpires say, no, indeed, no fooling around trying to take advantage of the base runners. Temple had the line drive right to him and just let the ball drop at his feet, actually knocked it down. Reese had to remain at first, and it looked like the double play, but the umpires say no. Not allowed to take an unfair advantage of a base runner, and that's what that was. So Frillo lines up to Johnny Temple. Reese holding on at first, two out, and the batter, Gil Hodges. Hodges batting .319. Second base umpire Vinny Smith was the man in charge on that play. Jeffcoat delivering the fastball, a kangaroo bounce into the hole at short. McMillan makes a fine play, and they get the force on Reese. A big high pounder over the outstretched arms of Don Holt, and McMillan gliding into the hole, threw back toward second and got his man. So the fourth play goes 6-4. For Brooklyn in the sixth, they're denied again. No runs, one hit. They leave a man. And at the end of six, Cincinnati four runs, six hits, and one error. Brooklyn one run, four hits, and one error. Now to our Lucky Strike scoreboard, and here's Al.
In the National League, the Cardinals playing the Giants at the Polo Grounds tonight. At the end of 4 1/2 innings of play, the Cardinals lead 5-3. St. Louis coming up with five great big runs in the top half of inning number five. Herm Wehmeyer pitching for the Cardinals. Burnside started for the Giants. Worthington in the fifth. Boyer and Moon have hit home runs, both in the fifth inning. The base is empty for the St. Louis Cardinals. Shane Deanson Rhodes is connected for the circuit for the New York Giants. Milwaukee and Philadelphia at the end of six innings of play. It is Philadelphia 6. Milwaukee has 4. Spahn started for Milwaukee. Buell in the fifth. Roberts pitching for Philadelphia. Granny Hamner in the third with the bases empty. Hit his first home run of the year for Philadelphia. Chicago-Pittsburgh at the end of 5. It is the Cubs 5 and the Pittsburgh Pirates 2. Tom Pajolski for Chicago. Friend for Pittsburgh. Neiman in the fourth with one on. Hit a home run for Chicago. His third. The Yankees in Cleveland at the end of 5.5 innings, no score. Cleveland batting in the last half of 6. Score relieved by Lemon in the first after Score had been injured on the line drive. The Yankees have Sturtevant on the mound. Brewer and Donovan pitching in the Boston-Chicago game, 1-0. Boston over Chicago at the end of 2. All right, then.
Here's a line drive in the center field. A clean base hit for Wally Post. So Wally on the first pitch, singles to center. That is hit number 7 against Johnny Padres. Post had been up there twice, had hit into a double play and struck out while he was batting .221 and singled on the first pitch. Gus Bell has bounced out, struck out, and got on Reese's error. Gus batting .288. Gus, left-hand batter, as you know, around the bunt and does. Padres down the field. It goes to Reese, and they get the force. Nice play by Johnny and a nice stretch by Reese. So Barrow trying to sacrifice his man, instead forces him at second base, 1-6. One out here in the seventh, 4-1 Cincinnati, and the Dodgers now have left-hander Kenny Lehman, who has not appeared in a ballgame thus far, and Eddie Roebuck. Frank Robinson, doubled, struck out, and walked. Frank, after a brilliant freshman year, is starting right off again in 1957. He's batting .361. Trying to fill a big pair of shoes at first base because of the absent Ted Kluszewski. Curveball to him doesn't break very much and stays high, ball one. Bell at first, Hodges holding. Hodges set, a peek to first, now comes back with a fastball that's in for a strike. Robinson undecided as to whether to swing or not. Finally let it go by and it was in there. One ball, one strike. On deck, Art Schultz. Hodges comes set. The 1-1 pitch to Frank Robinson. Fastball high, ball two. 2-1. It's conceivable that in Johnny Padres' pitching book, he just did not like the changeup to the Cincinnati batters. Fastball curve. John set. Looks to first, the 2-1-er. Curveball cut on line to left field. Savoli on the run. Turns, grabs it, drops the ball. Holding on at second base, ahead of the throw is Gus Bell, and it's a boot for Gino Cimoli. Robinson hit a line drive. Cimoli came on to catch it at his left knee, and then the ball dropped out of his glove for the error. That is the second error for Brooklyn. Runners at first and second with one out, and here's Art Schultz. Fly to right, double to center, single to right. Batting .273, has a run batted in and scored one. Tall, well-built left fielder. Right-hand batter. Padres checking the base runners. Now up on top. One out. John ready and delivers. Fastball at the knees for a strike. 0-1. Cincinnati 4. Brooklyn 1 with one out in the seventh. On deck, Ed Bailey. Strike one pitch, a slow curve. It's to Reese's left. Pee-wee shovels to Gilliam for one. Back to Hodges, the double play. And Frank Robinson tried to break up the double play, and Frank is hurt, or perhaps he just has some dirt in his eyes. But Robinson is on both knees now in a cloud of dirt just to the left of second base. Robinson now walking off, brushing out his uniform. Frank went in there, gave it his best to break it up. The double play was still put in the books. 6-4-3. So we send another 1,000 free luckies to the VA hospital at Kingsbridge Road in the Bronx. With the red legs in the seventh, no runs, one hit, there was one error, and a man left on. And at the end of 6.5, Cincinnati 4 and Brooklyn 1. They're still checking Frank Robinson's left hand. He might have been stepped on, but it's not serious. He'll stay in. Well, friends, ever wonder what a Dodger fan does and thinks about when the seventh inning stretch comes around? You curious?
Well, we are, too. So why don't we take a listen?
Fasten your seatbelts, and here goes.
Seventh inning stretch coming up. Hey, cigarettes. They're over here. Lucky's, please. Thank you.
Now for a match. Oh, yeah, right here. Boy, what a cigarette. A genuine cigarette. Say, how about joining me? Declare a light-up time. Put a match to a lucky, then settle back, catch the rest of the ball game, and enjoy the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
To the last of the seventh inning, Cincinnati and Hal Jeffcoat leading Brooklyn 4-1. The Red Legs 4 runs on 7 hits. The Dodgers 1 run on 4 hits. Gilliam and Reese each have singles. Cimoli has a single, and Zimmer has a double, and that's Vinette. The Dodger run came in the first inning. Gilliam single, stole second, went to third on the throwing error by Bailey, and scored on an infield out. Cimoli will be first up. Gino is 1-for-2, single to center and struck out, batting .321. Jeffcoat comes to him, and the pitch is fouled away right off the end of the bat over to where Tex Rickard presides. Walker and Zimmer, the way the Dodgers come up, and then Johnny Padres spot. Jeffcoat delivers 0-1. Overhand curve, whack foul, down the left field line and back into the seats. 0-2. Eddie Roebuck continues to throw in the Dodger bullpen. waiting. Jeffco's going to work, and the 0-2 pitch. Sidearm curve, just missing outside. Ball one. One and two. Jeffcoat, when he does come sidearm, almost throws himself off the mound, coming by way of third base. Tomorrow night, it'll be Don Newcomb and Warren Hacker. Airtime 7:55, game time 8 o'clock. Jeffcoat delivers one and two. Fastball cut on, line to center field, and Gino has another base hit. That's his second tonight. He's 2-for-3. That means he's 7 for his last 9 at-bats. Hit number 5 on Hal Jeffcoat. And it brings up Rube Walker. Walker in there tonight because Campanella twisted his knee last evening. Walker has hit into a double play and bounced out second to first. Rube batting 273. Jeffcoat set. Now delivers to Rube. Fastball, a ground ball into right field for a base hit. Cavoli goes to second and holds on. The ball is booted, but just briefly by right fielder Wally Post. So Walker singles to right. Cavoli goes to second base and holds, and the batter is Don Zimmer. And for the first time tonight, Bertie Tebbets appears a little bit worried. He walks out in front of the Cincinnati dugout, looks down to his bullpen, and makes a motion as if he were a strong man in a circus. That might mean Herschel Freeman. We'll see. He's about as big a man as the Redlegs have, though they have some pretty big ballplayers on the squad. You know the way that strong man flexes his muscles with his arms up in the air? Well, that's what Bertie gave as a sign. We'll check and see if it's Freeman. Don Zimmer has struck out and doubled. Zimmer batting 290, and the Dodgers have their first serious threat now of the evening. Runners at first and second, nobody out. 4-1 Redlegs, bottom of the seventh. Jeffcoat set, looks to his runners, delivers to Zimmer, and the fastball is outside, ball one. Yes, it's Herschel Freeman, so that's one sign we'll try and remember. Apparently, he's about the strongest man and one of the biggest on the Cincinnati Ball Club, and that's his sign to get up. Jeffcoat ready. The 1-0 pitch to Zimmer, fastball fouled away. One ball, one strike. Cincinnati, 4 runs on 7 hits. And the Dodgers, 1 run on 6 hits. Brooklyn having committed 2 errors and Cincinnati 1. Cimoli inching away from second. Rube Walker away from first. Zimmer waiting. Polk almost back of the bag at third. The 1-1 is fastball, foul back. 1-2. They really give Zimmer a big hole on the left side of the infield to shoot at. Roy McMillan is slightly over towards his left, near his second base. Don Holk, however, is hugging the line back of the bag at third. Bertie Tebbets facing up and down in front of the Cincinnati bench. 1-2 to Don Zimmer. Jeffcoat looks down the barrel to get his sign from Ed Bailey. Now the 1-2 pitch. Fastball dribbled halfway back to the mound. Jeffcoat goes to second base. It's a high throw, and everybody's safe. Hal Jeffcoat whirled and threw to the bag at second. It was a high throw. Both Johnny Temple and Roy McMillan leaped high in the air. It really looked like a ballet act out there, and McMillan was able to reach the ball or it was heading for right center. So Jeffcoat draws an error on what might have been a double play ball, and the Dodgers are really in business. Bases loaded, nobody out. Bertie Tebbets is out at the mound, however. Big Herschel Freeman throwing in the bullpen if he wants. Johnny Padres did not come out. Instead, Elmer Vallow came out to the on-deck circle, but Elmer has not been officially announced as yet, so he's not in the ballgame. But he has the weighted bat and his regular bat, so it's a pretty good sense that he's coming in, and here he comes. So Elmer Vallow will bat for Johnny Padres. Bottom of the seventh, bases loaded, nobody out, 4-1 Cincinnati. Introduced to the crowd. Elmer appeared as a pinch batter last night against Milwaukee. Hit in the ninth inning for Charlie Neal with the bases loaded. Hit into a double play. Vallow stepping in. Gino Cimoli at third. Rube Walker at second. Don Zimmer at first. Nobody out.
Jeffco looks to third, now goes to his windup, and the pitch to Vallow. Cut on, a high bouncer down to Johnny Temple. He feeds to McMillan for one. Back to Robinson, the double play, and Gino Tomoli scores. Vallow, of course, does not get credited for a run batted in. Joelmer hits into a double play, 4-6-3. Zimmer is cut down as Rube Walker advances to third, and Tomoli carries the run over. So it is now 4-2, Cincinnati. I imagine Vallow could eat his glove now. Two appearances a row as a pinch batter and twice hitting into double plays. Jim Gilliam stepping in. Rube Walker at third and two outs. Gilliam batting .291 is 1-3. Jeffco winds and delivers, and Gilliam takes inside, ball one. Eddie Roebuck loosening up in the Dodger bullpen. Jeffco goes to his windup. Now the 1-0 pitch to Gilliam. Fastball, dribbles slowly up along first. Robinson is there to field it, turns and steps on the bag. And what appeared to be a big Dodger threat, they have to settle for one. In the seventh inning for Brooklyn, one run, two hits, one error, that's by Hal Jeffco. One man left on. And at the end of seven, Cincinnati, four runs, seven hits, and two errors. Brooklyn, two runs, six hits, and two errors. Before we go to the eighth inning and see how Eddie Roebuck fares, let's listen to Al.
Well, friends, don't forget our sensational two-for-one bargain sale of the 1957 Dodger yearbook and the new Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide. Both these swell books for only 50 cents. For you folks who haven't heard about this sale of sales, listen to this. The 1957 Dodger yearbook, complete with 48 pages of anecdotes, stories and pictures, and plenty of pictures of the Dodgers, and the brand new Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book, crammed full of all-time records, team rosters, diagrams of the ballpark, radio TV directories of all the major league teams, and much, much more. Both these baseball books can be yours for only half a dollar. Here's how to get yours. Send 50 cents along with your name and address to Dodger Baseball Books, Box 119, Brooklyn, New York. That's Dodger Baseball Books, Box 119, Brooklyn, New York. You know, both these books usually sell for 50 cents a piece, so what you waiting for? Remember, this offer is being made for just two more weeks, so hurry and get your order in. Well, we'll move along to the top half of the eighth inning. Totals at the end of seven. 4-7-2 for Cincinnati, 2-6-2 for the Brooklyn Dodgers. All right, Ben.
Well, Eddie Roebuck taking over now as we go to the eighth inning. Cincinnati 4, Brooklyn 2. You know, the Dodgers have been engaged in some extra inning ball games of late. It must be catching. We had a report tonight that their number one farm club, Montreal, played extra innings. They went 13, beat Columbus. Here we go to the eighth. Roebuck pitching to catcher Ed Bailey. Comes overhand with a sharp curve that's too low. Ball one. Bailey is popped out, struck out, and bounced out second to first. Ed batting .327. He was a Cincinnati leader against Brooklyn last year. 9 home runs and it's .353. Roebuck ready, and the 1-0 pitch to Bailey. Another curve that's in for the strike. 1-1. Making his second appearance of the year. The 1-1er bounced the curve, ball two, 2-1. In the Dodger bullpen, left-hander Kenny Lehman loosening up. Dodgers will be here with Cincinnati tomorrow night. Don Newcomb and Warren Hacker, Thursday an open date. Then over the weekend, Brooklyn will be over at the Polo Grounds with the New York Giants. We understand there are plenty of seats available for the big series, so if you possibly can, we'll be looking forward to seeing you at the PG. Sinker is cut on and missed, 2-2. Red Legs 4, Brooklyn 2, eighth inning. Bailey, Holt, and McMillan. Should anybody get on, maybe the pitcher's spot, Hal Jeffcoat. 2-2 pitch at Bailey. Sidearm sinker fouled away. Count holds, 2-2. Alert everybody along the Dodgers network. Station break due, so they'll duck one in as soon as Bailey swings away. 2-2. The outfield on Bailey, deep and around the right, gap in left center. Roebuck comes overhand, the fastball is outside. Ball three. 3-2.
and two to Bailey. Curveball got him swinging, and the catcher goes down, and we'll pause the station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
And dial 1460 WOKO Albany, the Capital District's most talked about station, downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. It's now exactly 10 o'clock WOKO time.
WMGM. Don Holt steps in with two walks and a double. Holt batting .407. Robuck delivers, and the curve in for the strike, 0-1. The end of seven innings, the Phillies 8 and Milwaukee 4. The end of five innings, the Giants 6 and the Cardinals 5. Robuck comes back to Holt, 0-1. Sidearm sinker is down low. One ball, one strike. When the Dodgers bat in the bottom of the eighth inning, it'll be Reese, Snyder, and Farrillo. Should anybody get on, maybe Hodges. Lucky strike, blowing a big smoke ring to you from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, wishing you the very best wherever you may be. Roebuck winds, a 1-1 pitch. Sidearm down low, ball two, 2-1. On deck, Roy McMillan. The Yankees came up with a run in the seventh inning. At the end of six and a half innings, the Yankees won, Cleveland nothing. Robuck delivers, sidearm sinker, and that's low. Ball three, 3-1. So Holt now turns and looks down to third base coach Jimmy Dykes to see how the Red Legs, Bertie Tebbets, wants to play it. Boy, you'd never recognize Don Holt with that new batting stance. Really changed. 3-1 pitch to him. He lets it come in. It's over for a strike. 3-2. A very pleasant evening in New York. Just a light breeze rippling out to right field. Robuck winds a 3-2 pitch. Sidearm curve fouled away. Count remains 3-2. Robuck ready. 3-2 pitches down Holt. Overhand curve. Got him. Down he goes. So Holt strikes out, and Roebuck has come on in relief here in the eighth inning and struck out two. The batter, Roy McMillan, who has doubled and bounced out twice. Roebuck delivers, sidearm, and gets it low and inside, ball one. The Red Legs with seven hits against Yanni Padres. John works seven innings. Seven hits and four runs. Walked five, struck out six. Eddie Roebuck is replacement. McMillan just waiting. Roebuck winds in the 1-0 pitch. Sidearm sinker, and that's too low. Ball two. Walker's trying to dig that one out of the dirt. 2-0. Cincinnati 4, Brooklyn 2 here in the eighth inning with two outs. Roebuck only of late in last year started to throw a lot of overhand curves. When the Dodgers first saw him, he was strictly sidearm. Eddie ready, and a 2-0 pitch. In for the strike, 2-1. Remember when Dixie Howell was with Brooklyn, Dixie is a man who more or less helped Roebuck to get to the majors. He helped Eddie get confidence in that sinker. When they were both up in Montreal, Howell caught a ball game, which Roebuck started. Dixie called nothing but sinkers for nine innings. 2-1-ers, just outside. Ball three, 3-1. Roebuck went on to win the ball game, had a great deal of confidence in the pitch, and it has helped him to get to the major leagues. 3-1, the count to Roy McMillan. Two out in the eighth inning, 4-2 Cincinnati. Roebuck winds a 3-1-er. Down low, ball four. So after striking out Bailey and Holt, he walks McMillan, and we'll see pitcher Hal Jeffcoat. Jeffcoat coming up right now, donning his helmet. Crowd giving him a round of applause. He pitched very well. Jeff, as a batter, is 0-for-3, popped up and struck out twice, batting .231. He's in serious jam in the seventh when the Dodgers had the bases loaded and nobody out. But he got pinch batter Vallow to hit into a double play. The robot delivers the pitch a half swing. It's over for a strike anyway, 0-1. Augie Donatelli, the plate umpire. Vic Delmore at first, Vinny Smith at second, and the senior umpire of the quartet, Jocko Conlon, on the line back of third. The strike one pitch to Jeff Coates. Cut on a big chopper down to short. Reese to his right is up with it. Goes to Gilliam, and they get the force on McMillan. Play going 6-4. In the eighth inning for the Redlegs, no runs, no hits. They leave one man. There were no Brooklyn errors. And at the end of 7.5, Cincinnati 4 and Brooklyn 2. And now here's Al.
All set for the next inning? Well, you are if you've got plenty of luckies on hand. And if none are handy, make a dash for a fresh pack. Good idea? Oh, that's a great idea. Man, there's no better cigarette than a lucky. You know why? Because a lucky's all cigarette, all fine tobacco. Mild tobacco that tastes good from the start. And then it's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. You'll know what I mean just as soon as you put a light to a lucky. Say, how about right now? Well, let's see. It's just about 7 minutes past 10 o'clock here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn. That means it's light-up time. Time to enjoy the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Well, we'll hop along into the last half of the eighth inning. Reese will be the batter to come up for the Brooklyn Dodgers. He'll be followed by Snyder and then by Farrillo. 4-2 ball game in favor of Cincinnati, so let's get back to Ben and see what the action's going to be.
Well, Pee Wee Reese is 1-for-3. Bounced out third to first, short to first, and single to left. Pee Wee batting 200 now with his 1-for-5. Snyder is 0-for-2. Farrillo is 0-for-2. Snyder and Farrillo each have walked once. Al Jeffcoat loosening up with his catcher, Ed Bailey, and here we go now to the last of the eighth inning. Redlegs and Brookman battle right down the middle last year in their 22 games played. Each club won 11. The Dodgers, however, in their private feud with Cincinnati, came on with a rush. They won 7 out of the last 8. Al Jeffcoat, who has pitched very well against them last year and again tonight, going to work. Jeff delivers, Reese takes a strike, 0-1. Jeff goes 1-1 with the league. Last year, 2-0 against Brooklyn, lifetime 5-4. Jeff goes ready. Al winds in the strike one pitch to Pee Wee. Curve ball a little high, 1-1. Cincinnati, 4 runs on 7 hits and 2 errors. Brooklyn, 2 runs on 6 hits and 2 errors. 1-1. Jeff Coates ready. Back comes the 1-1. The fastball is cut on. A high fly ball into right center. Coming over as Wally Post. Waits and takes it. The Reese flies out to right center. 1 out. Snyder has bounced out, walked, and struck out. Duke batting 250. Some folks began to boo until the majority of folks begin a round of applause to the Duke to make him feel better. He's got enough problems with a sore left knee and a 250 batting average. Jeff Coates ready and delivers, and Snyder probably hits one sharply to Johnny Temple on the grass in the hole on the right side, and Johnny throws him out. So Snyder goes out, second to first. 2 down in the eighth inning. Steps in. He has walked, hit into a double play, and lined out. Carl 0-for-2. Batting 294. Rillo waiting. Jeff Coates just letting him hang up there. Now checks his signs with Ed Bailey and the right-hander ready. First pitch to Rillo. Fastball in for the strike. Going 1. Redlegs have turned in 3 double plays against Brooklyn, and the Dodgers have done the exact same thing to Cincinnati. Oh, we've had 6 DPs tonight. Strike one pitch. Fastball cut on is a high drive to left center. Coming over is center fielder Gus Bell and takes it on the run. Joe Frillo flies out to left center, and the Dodgers go quickly there in the eighth inning. 1-2-3, and at the end of 8, Cincinnati 4 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors. Brooklyn 2 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors. Lieutenant, just a gentle reminder now about the weekend series with the New York Giants over at the Polo Grounds. We've been told that there are plenty of seats of all kinds. It's always exciting when those two ball clubs get together. So we'll see you at the Polo Grounds Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. Also, tomorrow night will be the Dodgers' last ball game here at Ebbets Field for a little while. Or after tomorrow, Wednesday night, when Don Newcomb will oppose Warren Hacker. The following day, Thursday, is an open date. Then the weekend series with the Giants. And then on Monday, the Dodgers will board their brand-new conveyor at Hangar 8, Eastern Airlines at LaGuardia. And at 3:30 p.m. Monday afternoon, we head for Milwaukee. So that'll be the schedule for a while. Keep the ball club out west. So tomorrow will be the last chance, the last home game, on this first current homestand. Eddie Roebuck trying to keep Cincinnati quiet now in the ninth inning, and then he can only hope the Dodgers will explode in the bottom of the ninth. For the Redlegs in the top of the ninth, Johnny Temple, Wally Post, and Gus Bell. Cincinnati trying to win their eighth straight. Boy, are they coming in a hurry. Temple is 1-for-2, a single, and he has 2 walks. He fakes a bunt and takes a strike and growls a bit at plate umpire Augie Donatelli. 0-1. John batting 323. Ready. Eddie winds in the strike one pitch. Sidearmer bunted up along first. It'll be a tough play. He's going to beat it out. Roebuck in delivering sidearm to the right-hand batter. In his follow-through, he was going towards third base. So Johnny Temple pushed it up along first, wide of the bag, and by the time Hodges came over to field it, Roebuck, of course, could not cover at first, and Temple was on with a bunt single. So John now 2-for-3 tonight. Hit number 1 off Eddie Roebuck, hit number 8 to the Redlegs, and here's Wally Post. Post single to center in the 7th inning. He's 1-for-4. Roebuck delivers, Post around the bunt and fouls it at the plate. 0-1. Post against Padres, twice hit into double plays and struck out and then got his base hit. So it's the first time he's looking at Eddie Roebuck. Wally batting 231. Kenny Lehman throwing again in the Dodger bullpen. Roebuck up on top. Now comes set, turns and throws over to first. Temple, a fine base runner for Cincinnati. Bertie Tebbets gives him a lot of leash out there. There he does not go. The sidearm sinker is fouled at the plate, 0-2. Temple started to go, ran about 25 feet up towards second, and then jammed on the brakes. 0-2, the count to Wally Post with Gus Bell on deck. Waiting for Wally Post to get squared away up there. 0-2 the count. Roebuck checks over at Johnny Temple, who inches off the bag at first. Eddie sat on the strike 2 pitch. Overhand curve, line to right field. That'll be a base hit, maybe for extra bases. Frillo chasing it in the corner. Temple is going to third base as Frillo comes up with the ball. They'll hold in there. Throw up as a one bouncer to the plate. And down to second with the double goes Wally Post. Two fine throws tonight. In the second inning, with Robinson at second base and nobody out, Art Schultz flied to right. Robinson tagged up and Bluff going to third, and Frillo threw a line drive right at Don Zimmer. Now this time, he threw a one bounce to Walker. So Eddie Roebuck having his problems, runners at second and third, nobody out, and Bell, Robinson, and Schultz in that order, and they'll walk Bell first off. That'll load the bases and set up a force at any base. One wide one to Gus, now the second one. Bell has bounced out, struck out, got on an error, hit into a fourth play and now walked, so he's 0-for-4. Roebuck serves the next one outside, ball 3. Comes set, and ball 4. So Gus Bell is put on, and that loads the bases with nobody out here in the ninth inning. Bell at first, Post at second, Temple at third, and the batter, Frank Robinson, who double left, struck out, walked, and got on when Cimoli dropped his line drive. Robinson batting 356, and a chance now to break the ball game wide open. Redlegs 4, Dodgers 2, top of the ninth inning. Infield drawn up tight. Rube Walker now wants to check with Robuck. With Robuck throwing so many sinker balls and with a runner at third, there's a great deal of pressure on the catcher, Rube Walker, in this instance, to make sure that a ball does not squirt through and back to the backstop. Reese comes in, also checking with Robuck. Frank Robinson up there at the plate. Rube Walker blinking signs out. Robuck staring down the barrel has the sign that he wants and now winds. The first pitch to Robinson. Side armor cut on and foul back out of play. 0-1. The Dodgers had one big chance against Hal Jeffcoat thus far. That was in the seventh inning. Bases loaded, nobody out. Ballo hit into a double play as a run score. Gilliam bounced out, and that was that. And now the Redlegs here in the ninth are trying to increase their lead. They lead 4-2. Robuck ready, and the strike one pitch to Frank Robinson. A sinker a little low. One ball, one strike. Final score from Philadelphia, Mr. Robin Roberts, best Warren Spahn, and the Phillies up in Milwaukee 8-4. Granny Hamner at a home run. So the Phillies defeat the league-leading Braves. It means the Dodgers cannot lose any ground in Milwaukee. But Cincinnati rumbling and rumbling and moving closer and closer. Robuck checking signs. Bases loaded. Nobody out in the ninth. Eddie goes to his windup. Robinson waiting. The 1-1 pitch. Side armor. Grounded through into left field for a base hit. Zimmer dove at it and couldn't come up with it. Temple scores, and right back of him is Wally Post. And the Redlegs now lead 6-2. So with the infield drawn in tight, Frank Robinson jammed one in the hole. Zimmer made a head first dive for it and couldn't get it. So Robinson singles in two. This number three off Robuck. He's allowed two runs. Cincinnati 6, Brooklyn 2. Still nobody out. Runners at first and second. The batter is Art Schultz, who has flied to right, doubled, singled, and hit into a double play. Left fielder batting 261. Dodgers, never mind, he'll be bunting. He's around the bunt and does up along third. They let it roll. It's hugging the chalk line. Still fair, it stays fair. And Art Schultz has himself a bunt single. Schultz's bunt was right in a groove up along the chalk line, heading for third. Robuck could only let the ball roll and hope it would go foul, and the ball died in fair ground. And the bases are loaded again, still nobody out. Left-hander Ed Bailey coming up. And Walter Alston goes to his bullpen. He wants Kenny Lehman. We'll have a pinch runner at first base. Have to wait till we see his number to figure out who it is. Might be Pete Wisenin. He's an outfielder. He's talking to Frank McCormick at first.
Can I see the glasses, please, Al?
There's one peek, and if you see that big blonde head under there, you know it's Wisenin. Yep. Pete Wisenin running at first base for Art Schultz. The base is loaded. Kenny Lehman coming on. Schultz at first. Robinson at second. Bell at third. Out comes Eddie Robuck. Enter Kenny Lehman to pitch to Ed Bailey, Don Hoke, and Roy McMillan. Six runs on 11 hits and two errors. Brooklyn, two runs, six hits and two errors. Kenny Lehman, the third Dodger pitcher on the mound. We've seen Johnny Padres for seven innings. Robuck worked one inning plus, did not get anybody out here in the ninth inning. He allowed four hits, at least two runs. All the runners on the base paths are Robuck's responsibility. So Lehman pitching to left-hand batter Ed Bailey. For Kenny Lehman, this is his first appearance of the year. Ed Bailey has popped out, struck out twice, and grounded out. Bailey batting 323. So Pete Wisenin at first base, and he will probably go into left field in the ninth inning for left fielder Art Schultz, who gave way to him. Wisenin, a more experienced outfielder. Remember, he used to be with Chicago and also the Braves. Lehman looks in to get his sign. Bailey waiting. Base is loaded. Nobody out. 6-2 Cincinnati. Curve low and outside. Ball one. Gus Bell at third, Frank Robinson at second, Pete Wisenhunt at first. The Dodger infield remains up tight, trying to choke off a run at the plate. 6-2 Red Leg, nobody out. Rene Valdez begins loosening up in the Brooklyn bullpen. The 1-0 pitch by Lehman, a curve in for the strike. 1-1. Lehman can't quite see Rube Walker's signs, flicks his glove. Now he has it. Left-hander winds in the 1-1 pitch to Bailey. Low and outside, ball two. 2-1. Bailey, the sixth man to come to bat. Here in the ninth inning, still nobody out. Temple had a bunt single, post doubled. Bell was walked intentionally. Robinson singled in two. And then Schultz got a bunt single. Reload the bases. Lehman winds up, and the 2-1 pitch to Ed Bailey. High, ball three. So Kenny Lehman now is one pitch away from forcing over a run. Crowd squirming a bit, a crowd of 9,830. Don't you squirm, just light up a lucky and stay right with us. Lehman falls to the dirt, trying to regain his sights on home plate. Kenny nods in agreement, now goes to work. The 3-1 pitch to Ed Bailey. Cut on and missed. Strike two. It's pretty tough for Kenny Lehman. The season having rolled along, he's not pitched since way back in spring training. Remember Ernie Johnson, when he came on in relief the other day for Milwaukee, he hadn't pitched since the Dodgers played the Braves at Fort Worth. And that's a while ago. It's about the same for Lehman. Pretty tough spot for him. Kenny getting his sign. Ed Bailey waits. Lehman winds a 3-2 pitch. Curve cut on and grounded down to Gilliam, who boots the ball and picks it up. No, Hodges does and just steps on the bag, but a run comes over. There's no error. The run comes in. So Bailey grounds out 4-3 as Gilliam, in booting the ball, deflects it right over to Hodges, who steps on the bag. Wisenhunt advancing to second. Robinson goes to third. Bell comes over. The third run of the inning. The run is charged to Roebuck, and the Red Legs now lead 7-2. Don Holt. Two walks, a stolen base. He has a double, and he struck out. The infield remains up tight. And with Holt up there, there's always a possibility of a squeeze play. Lehman delivers, and Don swings and jolts it to right center. It's deep, but way out there. Perlo on the run reaches up, but it's over his head. In comes Frank Robinson. There's a great deal of confusion on the base pass. Hulk has already passed Ed Bailey. So Hulk is out. I think Bailey's going to be out. There'll be a double play on a line drive into right center. Let's wait and see. Yep, I think that's it. A line drive into right center, and they get a double play. You still there? Boy, it happens out here. Bertie Tebbets is shot. Perillo and running into right center. Remember the confusion last night with the Milwaukee Braves. You see, in right center at Ebbets Field, in case you've never been here before, the advertisement is of a white color, and the ball is lost. Last night, there was a great deal of puzzlement on the part of the Braves runners, and tonight, well, the Red Legs didn't know which way to go. Hulk would have cleared the bases, hitting the ball into right center. Give Don a single into right center. Wisenhunt at second was halfway to third and went back to second, and Hulk passed him. And Hulk is out for passing the runner, and they tag Wisenhunt. Now, Walter Austin is out of the mound talking to Jocko Conlon. The Red Legs, who started to take the field, now go back in the dugout. And it's conceivable that the umpires are saying Wisenhunt was at the bag, he'd be safe, and the only man out would be Don Hulk. Oh, what another rhubarb we have here. Austin, however, is not so much arguing as he is listening to plate umpire Augie Donatelli and third base umpire Jocko Conlon. See if you can get it again now with runners at second and third. Wisenhunt at second and Frank Robinson at third. Hulk hit a drive into right center that was in there for a base hit, but the Red Leg runners were confused. Wisenhunt went back towards second base, and Hulk, who was running with his head down, figuring he had extra bases, passed Wisenhunt, and Wisenhunt remains at the bag. That belongs to him. But Hulk is out for passing the runners. Frank Robinson at third came across to score. But Wisenhunt remained at the bag, so the only out is charged to Don Hulk for passing the runners. He'll give Hulk a single. He passed the runner, gave the put out to Reeves, who was closest man to the play. Wisenant remains at second base, and Robinson scores. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. The hit is off Lehman, the run is charged to Roebuck, and it is 8-2 in favor of Cincinnati. Well, right up for Lucky, it's Ebbets Field. Boy, we thought the brave runners didn't know where to go last night. You should have seen the red legs. Frank Robinson was around third. He thought maybe he should go back. Wisenant was at second. He was halfway down to third. He decided to go back. And there was Holt turning around second. How do you do, Mr. Wisenant? And he went right by him. So Holt with a base hit and a run batted in. And he's out for all his troubles. But it's still 8-2 Cincinnati. Boy, this has been a weird homestand. The batter, Roy McMillan. McMillan is 1-for-3, batting .259. Lehman checks Wisenant, delivers, and a bouncer hit foul outside of first. Wisenant wasn't sure what to do, but he decided to stay right at the bag at second. Reese tagged him, but Pete remained right there. We'll check if Perillo gets an assist, but I doubt it. No assist for Perillo. Give Reese the putout. Two out in the ninth inning, four runs over. Red Legs 8 and Brooklyn 2. Lehman ready and delivers. And the curve is cut on. It's slowly to the left of the mound. It'll be a tough play. Barehand pickup by Zimmer. The throw is not in time. And Wisenant is at third base. So McMillan gets a nub single up along third. The Red Legs is still at it in a slap-happy inning. Hit number 2 off Lehman. And through it all, Jeff Colt quietly comes walking up to the plate and gets a round of applause. The last time that I can remember seeing a base runner pass another was a few years ago in the Mayor's Trophy game that involved the Dodgers. It was a grand slam home run hit, I think, by Gene Woodling, and he passed somebody at first base. I can't remember a base runner passing another base runner of late in a Dodger ball game. But there it was for all to see. Jeff Coates steps in, runners at first and third, two out, 8-2 Red Legs in the ninth inning. Lehman set and delivers. There goes McMillan. There's a line drive, base hit to center. McMillan's on his way to third as Wisenant comes home to score, and it is 9-2 Cincinnati. So Jeff Coates singles to center, McMillan to third, Wisenant carrying the run over. That is also charged to Roebuck, and now he can come out. As far as Roebuck's effort is concerned, one inning plus, four hits and five runs charged to him. Lehman came on to pitch to catcher Ed Bailey. Five runs over for Cincinnati. It's now 9-2 in favor of the Red Legs. You know, five runs have popped up a bit tonight in other ball games in one inning. Two other games. First pitch to Johnny Temple, up high, ball one. The Cardinals got five against the Giants in one inning tonight. The Cubs got five against the Pirates. And now Cincinnati comes up with five in the ninth inning against Brooklyn. Lehman set and delivers, and the pitch is lined right back at Lehman for the final out. And they finally get that elusive out. Heavens knows what would have happened if Holt hadn't passed Wisenant, but he did. Well, in the ninth inning, let's add it all up. First of all, five runs. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven hits. Five runs on seven hits. A couple of men left on. No Dodger errors and a mental error, but certainly an excusable one on the part of the Red Lake base runners. Boy, that right center field area is really tough for you. Lose that ball in that white wall. Two games in a row, opposing teams have really been fooled. However, how fooled can you be when you pick up five in the ninth and lead Brooklyn 9-2? Before the Dodgers bat in the bottom of the ninth, let's listen to Al.
Well, what does the pitcher mean when he says, "I've got the book on the next batter"? Well, he's simply stating that he's got the complete scouting report on that player. He knows how to pitch to him and how the team should play him. Now, fans, if he said he's got the book on real smoking enjoyment, he's discovered the better taste of Lucky Strike, a genuine cigarette, all fine tobacco. Mild, naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. So, friend, be happy. Go Lucky. Enjoy the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Well, the last half of the ninth inning.
Hodges, Simoleon, and Walker in that order, unless Manager Walter Austin has other ideas. But before we get started, let's pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodger Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO, first in Albany, the Capital District's most talked about station, downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. It's now 10:30 WOKO time.
To the last of the ninth inning, Cincinnati 9 and Brooklyn 2, the Dodgers sending up Hodges, Simoleon, and Walker. If you're keeping a close tab on the ballgame, on that play where Hulk passed Wisnant, remember he passed Wisnant between second and third, and the official score has now decided to give Don Hulk a double. All right. So Hulk tonight has two doubles and two walks. Pitch to Hodges in for a strike, 0-1. Gill batting 314, has fly to left, walked, and hit into a force play, 0-2. Looks like Johnny Klipstein throwing in the Cincinnati bullpen now. Defco delivers a fastball outside. One ball, one strike. Yep, Johnny Klipstein in the red leg bullpen. Rene Valdez throwing in the Dodger pen just in case. Cincinnati 9 runs, 14 hits and 2 errors. Brooklyn 2 runs, 6 hits and 2 errors. You know a funny thing about Hulk passing Wisnett at second base before the ballgame? Hulk was saying that he had watched the game last night on television. He's saying, boy, I can understand the confusion out there in right center. Boom, he was in the middle of it tonight. There's a high foul back of the plate. Ed Bailey, waiting for it, backs up a step, takes it for the out. So Hodges fouls out. One up, one away. So Lightning does strike twice. All in that right center field area. That is really the toughest spot in the ballpark. And especially with somebody like Perillo running into the alleyway, running parallel to the wall with his glove up. He just kind of disappears, blends into the white, and you lose the ball. Ask the Braves. And tonight, ask Cincinnati. Now here's Simoleon, who is 2-for-3. Geno batting 329. The only Dodger to have two hits. The Dodgers have two runs on but six hits against Hal Jeffcoat. 9-2 red legs, one out in the ninth. Jeff delivers and Simoleon grounds it to short. It takes a tricky bounce, but McMillan stays with it and makes his play. The Dodgers now, trailing by 7 runs, are down to their last out. Trying to keep the door open is Rube Walker. Walker has hit into a double play, bounced out second to first, and single to right. Settling in, Jeffco winds and delivers. Fastball fouled away, 0-1. Hope you'll be with us tomorrow night. I don't know what's going to happen, but it'll be Don Newcomb and Warren Hacker, the Dodgers and the Red Legs. Airtime 7:55, game time 8 o'clock. Plenty of seats of all kinds, so spend the evening with us if you can. Walker takes outside, one-handed by Ed Bailey. One ball, one strike. Two out in the ninth inning. Cincinnati 9 and the Dodgers 2. Milwaukee lost to the Philadelphia Phillies and Robin Roberts. Phillies won at 8-4. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, strike two. And Al Jeffcoat now really bearing down, trying to wrap it up. Jeffcoat ready. The 1-2 pitch to Walker. Another fastball cut on. A high fly ball into shallow right center. That should be it. Temple out, Bell over, Bell takes it for the out, and the Red Legs have won their 8th straight. All against Eastern teams, the knockoff Brooklyn 9-2. Well, that's the ball game. We'll be back with a final recap in just a moment. But first, here's pretty Miss Dorothy Collins.
Cincinnati Reds tonight will give you the totals. 9 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors. They left 10 men on in winning their 8th straight ball game. And for the losing Dodgers, 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They stranded 5 here tonight. The winning pitcher, of course, is Hal Jeffcoat, going all the way to pick up his second victory against one loss. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, their starter, Johnny Podras, going 7 is the loser. And his record is now 1 win. This is his second loss. And by the way, for Jeffcoat, this is the first time he has won a ball game at Ebbets Field. Tomorrow night, the Cincinnati Reds and the Brooklyn Dodgers will be back at it again. It's figured that Warren Hacker will be going against Big Don Newcomb. There are plenty of seats available, and we'd like to see you all come on out and visit with us, and we'll see what happens. Well, we'd like to remind you again that tonight's game, like every Brooklyn Dodger game throughout the season, was brought to you by the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of Schaefer Beer, America's oldest lager beer, and by Lucky Strike, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. It's made by the American Tobacco Company. Tobacco is our middle name. Now remember to tune us in again tomorrow evening at 7:55 for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Cincinnati Reds. The final score again here tonight was a victory for Cincinnati 9-2.